Blog Talk Radio.
Oh,
exposed.
Oh. IQ.
Prodigy and James Icon presents What's in the Name Part 2, Saturday, November 10th. Your grand prizes include Old Way for $1,000, Open to All Legendary One Way for $1,000. Mini grands include Open to All Streetwear, $300, and Open to All Runway for $500, sponsored by the Mocha Center, as well as a host of other cash categories and trophies. Again, What's in the Name Part 2, Saturday, November 10th. Doors open at 8 p.m. Admission, $30 all night. Tables, $150. The location, The Light Box, 841 Barreto Street, Bronx, New York. For more information, contact Father's James Icon or Father's Rotten Prodigy for more info, or visit Facebook and the event page. The House of Valentino presents The Awakening Ball, Saturday, November 3rd in Pittsburgh, PA. Are you ready? Your grand prizes include Butch Queen Runway, The Trickster, for $1,000. Team Performance, The Assassins, for $1,000. As well as Legendary Femme Queen Performance, The Queen of the Throne, for $1,000. Mini grands include Butch Queen Vogue Femme, The Battle Cat, as well as Realness with a Twist, The Double Take. Over $7,500 in cash and trophies, presented by the House of Valentino. The Awakening Ball, Saturday, November 3rd, at the Hazelwood YMCA. The address, 4213 Chatsworth Street in Pittsburgh. Admission, $30 all night. Tables, $150 in advance, $200 at the door. Your commentators include The Icon, Jack Mizrahi, Icon, Selvin Khan, Legendary Kevin J.C. Prodigy, and Jukebox Valentina. The House of Valentino presents The Awakening Ball, November 3rd in Pittsburgh, PA. For more information, visit Facebook and the event page for up-to-date info on the event. Over $7,500 in cash and trophies. Get ready, girls.
October 27th, 2012. The CEO and founder, Mother Jasmine Couture, brings to you a new collection. A collection of horror. A collection of mystery and suspense. Come bear witness in the nation's capital, Washington, D.C., as Mother Jasmine Couture brings to you the scariest night in ballroom history, Gagoween. Grand prize, open to all legendary performance for $6,000. The mystery, 666. That's 16 captains, 6 teams, and a mystery femme queen per team, Gagoween. Other cash categories include Butch Queen One Way, The Walking Dead, open to all but nine, Designers from Beyond the Grave, Team Realness, Children of the Corn, Butch Queen Sex Siren, The Candyman.
They're back.
That's right. In a special category that I'm calling The Grudge. Six of today's hottest divas are invited to settle their score at Gagoween. Three grudge matches, $1,000 each, with the grand prize thickening throughout the event. Mother Temptress, the overall Mother Didi Chanel, says she wants a rematch at a big ball. Mother Kelly, the icon Mother Shay Shay Chanel, says it was only a Wednesday night mini ball. Get over it and bring it to Gagoween. And legendary Mother Sasha Garcon and the icon Mother Sanaya Ebony, which one of you are the true ladies of Sex Siren? That's right, three grudge matches. Three divas will win $1,000 each. But how much more will be raised at Gagoween? Find out October 27th in Washington, D.C. For more information, contact Jasmine Couture directly or subscribe to Jasmine Couture's Facebook page for up-to-date info on the event. Over $10,000 in grand prizes, history will be made once again. Gagoween.
He created the very first ballroom radio show, worked with the most innovative ball DVDs, originated Sneaker vs. Sneaker, walked and served executive realness, and remains a member of the House of Aquas, sweetie. He's the most loved or hated ballroom personality, and he's broadcasting live ATL. Grab your nuts and squeeze your meat for the media mogul himself, Tom motherfucking Blumenthal.
Yeah.
I'll shoot.
Overall director, Kelly Kelly, Mizrahi.
What's going on? What's going on, boys and motherfucking queens? We are live back on the motherfucking air for the number one station in ballroom motherfucking history, bitch. Text your girlfriends. I am your girlfriend. Let them know that mother's on the air and we're live and we're going motherfucking digital, bitches. I am motherfucking here, honey. It is 11:22, and we have over 100 girls on the phone lines, honey. And we didn't even say anything yet, bitch. Just wait till the madness gets motherfucking started, bitch. Without further ado, I would like to bring on my cast members, honey. In random, no random order, honey, but I'm just going to bring them on, honey. We're going to get the madness started, so without further motherfucking ado, we're going to bring on the baddest bitch in ballroom that definitely gets the shit started and gives you all the motherfucking tea. It's the one and only Miss London motherfucking Bridges, bitches.
And swear.
Mother, we need you.
Oh, yeah.
Last season was all about Vogue. This season is for the...
And where is the body?
Sell it to me.
Move over, mother.
Give it to me.
Cause I'm going faster.
My ass is my ass. And my thighs can fall with my head.
Can drive the body.
Mother Bridges in the building. Let's go. Where's the body?
Hello, Miss London.
Kelly, oh, bloody Kelly. I just have one question. Is the phone booth okay?
I don't know, honey, but hold on, honey. We're gonna get into all of that really soon, honey. Without further ado, I definitely do want to bring on the overall iconic father himself. It's my brother. It's the legend. He travels from state to state, and he gives you everything you want, and he doesn't have a problem with saying what's on his mind. It's the iconic father, Rodney Prodigy.
Now presenting the overall father of the House of Prodigy, Father Cocktail himself, Rodney Prodigy.
Rodney!
What's going on, ladies? What's going on?
What's going on, honey? Baby, what's going on? Hold on, Rodney, baby, because we got to get this madness started, honey. Without further ado, you know I definitely got to bring my sister on. She's very opinionated, doesn't care what comes out of her mouth, and she's going to say what's on her motherfucking mind. It's the mouth of the motherfucking South now residing in the NY motherfucking C, bitch. It's my motherfucking sister, Miss Alexa. Texas, motherfucking Snow, you already know.
All the girls standing in the line for the bathroom. All the girls standing in the line for the bathroom. All the girls standing in the...
All the girls standing in the...
All the girls standing in the line for the bathroom.
Ladies and gents, the shady lady, that realness bitch, Mother Gossip herself, she's the bitch that says what you want. Alexa Snow, you already know.
Miss Alexis, no.
Thanks for reaching out.
Thanks for reaching the fuck out, honey. And, you know, I'm going to bring my girlfriend.
Kelly, yeah. Before we go any further, was that an intro for you?
What?
In the beginning.
Yeah, that was my intro, but, it was
all over the place, Kelly.
I don't know what happened. I think I uploaded the wrong thing. It was supposed to be LL Cool J, Mama Said Knock You Out.
Play it.
Kelly, I need your old introduction back. It's no motherfucking shade.
Eddie, but hold on. I have to bring on Jason from the Tea Party cast. He's going to be sitting in with us tonight. Hold on.
A kiki is a party for calming all your nerves. We're spilling tea and dishing just desserts one may deserve. And though the sun is rising, you may choose to leave. So shade that lid and we'll all bid adieu to your ennui.
Jason!
Yes, Kelly, I missed you.
Let's have a motherfucking kiki. I want to thank everybody that's on the phone lines because the numbers are going up and the numbers are still going up. And we're going to be here until the motherfucking show goes into record mode. And then we're going to be here after the show goes into motherfucking record mode, bitch. I want to thank everybody for sending me all the messages that y'all sent me last week, bitch. And you know what I want to tell y'all? Blah, blah, blah is no longer my new slogan. My new slogan that I'm stealing from my sister and we're going to make it viral is... Thanks for reaching out. Okay? So anytime you see mother, you give me thanks for reaching out, honey. I'm here. I'm live. I'm in effect. I don't know where the fuck y'all want to start or where the fuck y'all want to go, but I'm not talking about anything. I'm just here. But the callers, y'all can call in and y'all can say what y'all want. But you know what I'm going to do before we start this show? Hold on, Lonnie. Before we start this show, I'm going to do things different because I'm not a tacky. I'm not a tacky person the way some girls are very tacky when they do their show. I'm not going to start with the gossip and all the madness and all of that stuff first because that's very tacky and disrespectful to start with the gossip and the drama and all of that first, Miss Thing. I want to send my condolences out to Scrappy Khan's family and his family, his extended family from the House of Khan. He passed away last week. I want to send my condolences out to them and their family. Make Scrappy and all his memories that he has done in the ballroom scene and everything he has done out of the ballroom scene be definitely appreciated because he was definitely a wonderful person that definitely did touch everybody that he was around hard. So for everybody that's on the phone lines, can we please just have a moment of silence before we get into the gossip?
Yeah, I did that. That's coming.
Yeah, London, you did that, but I'm back, baby. I had to do it.
No, but you know, rest in peace to Scrappy and anyone else who's passed during the week.
Yes. So I don't know, baby. Oh my God. You know what? I don't know where this gonna go, bitch, or where it may land. But, honey, the ball. They said the ball and the ball in Ohio. It was. Thanks for reaching out. Nobody won $1,000 once again, honey. They said it was cute. They didn't have a microphone. They tried to get through and do everything. They got through the whole ball without a microphone, and it happened. And that's all it was. It happened. Y'all girls want a recap? I'm going to give y'all a recap, okay? I had a lovely weekend, honey, baby, with my sister Alexis. We went to Harlem, and we broke up the Harlem Day Parade in Harlem with all the trade on 125th Street and everything, honey.
Let a real bitch through.
And they let us motherfucking through, honey. We went to BBQ's. We were supposed to be Father Cocktail, but he couldn't make it, baby, and go to BBQ's.
Sorry.
But we definitely did have a great time at BBQ's. We did miss Rodney and everybody else that was supposed to come out with us to BBQ's. We had fun. And we went to the ball, honey. Okay, baby, because I know that's what everybody is calling for. Nobody don't want to hear nothing else or whatever happened. We went to the ball, bitch, and the ball was motherfucking horrible. Okay, bam, that's what it was. But I'm not going to get straight into the fight and all of that stuff because that's what y'all want. Let's start last week Thursday, okay, when I broke motherfucking Facebook motherfucking history, bitch, and had every bitch from every motherfucking state glued to their motherfucking computers, glued to their motherfucking phones, glued to anything that lets you on motherfucking Facebook, bitch, because I started my motherfucking fan page, bitch, while I didn't start it. This Butch Queen started it 8 months ago, but I didn't know how to work it because I wasn't really into that. But during my free time of me not being on the show last week, I learned how to work it. It was motherfucking late, bitch. And it was just a bunch of clips of me and everybody commenting and talking about me, Miss Thing. I'm not so self-centered that I need everybody to sit and comment about me and give me all type of life like other bitches may do. Okay. So that's why I took the fan page to another level. Okay, you girls was mad, Miss Thing, because I smutted you out, Miss Thing. You smutted yourself out from the beginning when you sent those motherfucking pictures out to whoever you sent them to. And do you nasty butch queens want to sit here and y'all want to read and come for mother because y'all sit in these motherfucking rooms and y'all post y'all pictures up, Miss Thing, and then I come through, let a real girl through, like my sister said. I come through and I get all y'all motherfucking tea about y'all sucking dick and fucking raw, Miss Thing, and bitches busting in y'all motherfucking mouth and teabagging and all types of motherfucking shit, and you nasty motherfuckers want to get mad at me, Miss Thing, and that's why the CDC is going where it's going, Miss Thing, because I never read Danny about his status or anything, Milan Christopher, okay? What I said was fucking and sucking and being in a fucking relationship with a man that you call your motherfucking lover, and you fucking and sucking everything that motherfucking moves from state to motherfucking state. I said that's why the statistics is where they act in the ballroom scene, because bitches don't know how to keep their motherfucking legs closed, bitch. If you got a motherfucking man and you call him your man, why the fuck you need to fucking suck everything else? That's because your man must be ain't your motherfucking man, okay? Let's be motherfucking real about the situation. If your man or you must not be doing something motherfucking right. Everybody that's on here that's texting, everybody that's texting my phone, stop texting my phone. I'm not answering no texts. Y'all going to make me turn my phone off. I'm not answering nothing. I'm talking. If you want to talk to me, you talk to me after the show. I'm busy right now. I'm working. Okay? That's why the girls is doing what they're doing. Your man must be not comfortable with what y'all doing in y'all bedroom, so he shouldn't be your motherfucking man. And y'all gotta fucking suck everything on the motherfucking side, bitch. That's why the statistics get where they act. And that's what I said to him, Milan Christopher. So get your motherfucking facts together. And whoever Kelly fucks or whoever Kelly sucks, Miss Thing, that's my motherfucking business. Bitches, get over it, deal with it. But on to other notes, you know, Miss Milan, so-called claim, she got the room shut down because her pictures that she sends out to everybody on BGC underneath her fake profiles, Miss Thing, and if y'all want the name, y'all can hit me up. I have her fake profile on BGC. She might deactivate her page, but she's on BGC on her fake profile, getting fucked and sucked and smutted by every motherfucking boy in LA. You like the fame of your motherfucking pictures being the fuck out, you nasty smut motherfucking bitch, girl, and I can never be your fan, bitch. You've been riding this motherfucking dick for the longest, bitch. Stop begging to be motherfucking icon, bitch. Stop begging the girls to call into your show. Stop just picking up everybody's number that you see on your board just to have motherfucking callers. Faggot, you don't motherfucking want me. And I know you're still on live on the air because your show don't go off for another 20 minutes. So the girls can definitely, you know, sit out and, you know, tell you that I'm reading you down and y'all can continue to read over there, Miss Bang. And everybody else that wants... Yes, London?
I didn't press one, Kelly. I don't know.
Oh, okay. Everybody else that wanna sit around and talk about Kelly being a leader and this is how a leader acts and all types of things, y'all motherfucking fake and phony ass motherfucking bitches, please don't make me pull y'all motherfucking card about y'all smutting the kids out. But y'all just do it in secret. Okay? I did it up front. Legends, icons, and motherfucking leaders. Y'all know who I'm talking about, fellas. Don't come for me because I will have to pull y'all card. This game is called motherfucking poker, and everybody hands going to have to be showed or you're going to have to fold. So don't play with me. Don't ever try to sit on a format and talk about me doing something as a leader and an icon and feel like you're above me with these children when you're doing the same thing in motherfucking secret. Hint, hint, i.e., okay? So the
girl got... i.e., Camaro?
No, I'm not giving nobody names. They know exactly... I'm not talking about Camaro. I don't pump with him. They know exactly who I'm talking about. I'm not giving anyone's name, but they know exactly who they are, leaders. Okay? But, so the girls got the room closed down, Miss Thing. It was like, oh, my God. The girls was gagging, bitch. I went to sleep and took a nap and woke up, Miss Thing, and the room was down. And, bitch, and I had so many fucking inboxes and everything on Facebook. Like, girl, what happened to the room, Miss Thing? And all of these emails on Facebook, Miss Thing, with all other new pictures of girls and everything. And I made a new motherfucking room, Miss Thing. And within 3 hours of that room being up, Miss Thing, that room had over 3,000 motherfucking girls within 3 hours. Was things that Milan tried to accomplish for months. His room still ain't at 3,000, and it's been open for months. I had a room open for hours, bitch, and it was 3,000, and the girls was in there, and the girls was loving the pictures, Miss Thing. It got so crazy. I wanted to let everybody know that wasn't in the room. It got so crazy in the room that the girls thought that I had their pictures, Miss Thing. They started posting up their own pictures because they were scared that I had their pictures. It was hectic, bitch. It was crazy. It was out of control. So, you know, the girls think that
they wasn't scared that you was posting their pictures. They was being thirsty and nasty and trying to
find
dates.
They was, but, you know.
They were seeing the comments that the other girls were getting, so they wanted to get, you know.
But at the end of the day, I wasn't mad. And the last room that I had up, nobody didn't get the room blocked. It was about 300 people in there. I said, I'm going to keep the number at 3, and I'm going to work with these girls. But then it became tacky to just have all of those 300 girls in there. So I closed that room, and I opened up a new room, and it's still open, and it's going to continue to be open. And I still got pictures, and the emails are still coming in, pouring with pictures, Miss Thing. And I would definitely post the pictures up on my blog, and I would definitely continue to post them in my room, because I said, if y'all put them out, I'm going to smut y'all out. So tsbigsexy155@aol.com or legendarykellymizrahi@yahoo.com. If you got them and you want me to put them out, I'll put them out. And I don't have a problem with you girls spamming my page and blocking my page and doing all the things that y'all do to my pages, because I will post the pictures on any one of my 12 motherfucking Facebook pages, and they will get out. And trust and believe, y'all not seen the names, y'all not seen the different rules. I have them, bitch. And it's not like these are pages that I just made overnight, Miss Thing. These pages has been brewing in the woodworks for years, Miss Thing. It was just about when was they going to come to fall and when was they going to come to life, and they're out there. And half of you girls are probably friends on the page and don't even know these people. And that's what you girls need to realize. Y'all sit here and y'all just add people on Facebook just to add them because y'all don't even know who they are. That was one of my biggest concerns, my biggest complaints when I was a Mizrahi. Just because back in the days when I was a Mizrahi, just because somebody has Mizra on the back of their name, you add them to your page. You add them to their room. That's what these girls need to learn. Bitch, y'all just add anybody because they look cute. Bitch, you get a cute-ass motherfucking boy with a six-pack and a nice body, bitch, and he's showing a little pubic hair, Miss Thing. You thirsty ass bitches will add anybody, smut you out. But, you know, y'all can go and y'all can talk for a minute because I need a breather.
Right.
I need a breather before I go into my next talk that I need to talk about, honey, and I need to give me some ginger ale, honey, because I'm going to hear what y'all got to say.
Yeah, without further ado, let's get to the telephone, the tale of the missing telephone. So, Kelly.
Yeah, I'm here, London.
Did everyone see this video that's going around? And I heard, you know, a little thing that they said on the show, that thing that Milan has. They said, why wasn't it an uproar when Felicity got kicked? I think it wasn't an uproar because the video, it was not a video of Felicity getting beat with the bat. It was just people saying that Felicity got beat, right? Am I everywhere?
Yeah, you're everywhere, honey.
Well, didn't someone say something? What the fuck?
Oh, I just came back. I didn't hear what you said, Linda. Go ahead.
No, pay it. I won't do it again. I won't do myself like that. No.
Okay.
Hold on, Kelly. Let me say this. This is my thing. And I'll say this before I say anything. I get on Kelly about a lot of things she does. She's grown. She's going to do what she wants to do anyway. But my thing is this. You cannot get mad with someone. If you send a picture out to someone, you post it on Facebook, you no longer have control over what happens to it. It's like how I said on Facebook, it's like letting the genie out of the bottle. Once you let it out, there's no going back. You can't take it back. You can't. You can ask someone not to post it, but if it gets out, it gets out. You're lost. You shouldn't have never put it out. You shouldn't do things that you're going to shame, afraid they're going to bite you in the ass in the long run. Just my opinion.
Okay. I agree with you, Alexis. I said that earlier that once you send a picture out, well, I didn't say it as nicely as you did, but I said it, you know, that everybody did get the meaning of it, that when you put the picture out there, and somebody else takes it in, whether y'all get in an argument, beef, they're not using you anymore. You're not sending the picture to Kelly. Somebody has to send it to Kelly, but you send it to somebody.
I'm sorry, Rodney. Go ahead. My issue is, I listened to that other show, and I'm concerned that it's okay if you put your picture on Jack, on Grindr, on Backpage, on Adam for Adam, on wherever else, on all those other sites. It's okay for you to put your picture there. But you put your picture there, and I go to that site, or someone else goes to that site, and they see your picture, and they copy and paste it, and they put your picture somewhere else. You already put it there. So how can you get mad at me and say, well, my picture was on Jack. It had no business getting onto Facebook. Once you put it wherever you put it, that's fair game for your picture to go anywhere else. So that hypocrisy of saying that it's okay for me to put it on Facebook or not, but it's not okay for you to do it. You made your picture public. The same way my picture accidentally got into the rum, I had to deal with that. I had to face that and deal with it and move on from there. So I can't be, I can't hold you responsible and be angry with you because you copied my picture and you put it somewhere else. I put it there first, so if you put it somewhere else second, it is what it is.
Right, and Jason, your picture was blurry. I only saw one cake.
Baby, but you know.
But no,
on,
to
London.
Get to that, you know, maybe the picture that was posted wasn't, you know, they weren't getting the same feedback they get, you know, if they posted on their regular page or posted somewhere else. You know, people probably weren't crawling or drooling. Some people were drooling, but some people were reading, and they were getting too much read, so they got mad, you know?
And, bitch, honey, I'm not going to go there yet, but I will be going there.
But why did Selena get locked? Did she pull a cheek? What
you said?
Why did Selena get locked?
Selena, because she was carrying, they said she was carrying on outside the club, and they was just trying to get her from in front of the club, and she was trying to get back inside the club to get back to, you know, to the altercation that her and Face had. And, you know, and it was just, it got really out of control, and she was throwing the banisters around outside in front of the club, and they just kept asking her to leave and walk away, and she wouldn't walk away. So they took her in handcuffs, and they took her to jail. And another thing, and another note, bitch, how the fuck you gonna, like, I'm gonna tell you this, bitch. I really want to see, bitch, everybody's been talking about so much motherfucking shit, bitch. And I really want the ballroom scene to go on a blackout for motherfucking 6 months. So ballroom can go on a blackout for 6 months and there's no balls or nothing and see what the girls is going to motherfucking do on the A-list, Miss Thing. Because without a ball or without a fight or mentioning Kelly's name, bitch, A-list ain't motherfucking shit, bitch. They couldn't even have a motherfucking show last week, bitch, because it wasn't a ball. They were still too overheated from the Miss Rye ball, so they couldn't have a show. No, bitch, it was no balls last week, bitch, so you had nothing to talk about, bitch. Y'all don't even go to balls, Miss Thing. You sit back and have your lackeys, Miss Thing, give you false information and give you half motherfucking tease, and you ain't even at the ball, but you want to try to do a motherfucking show. How you going to be a reporter if you're not in the streets?
But wait, don't they ask each host asks 10 questions apiece to each guest? That's the whole show right there.
Yeah, that's what the show is based on. But it'll be all right. But other note, Faith.
Yeah, I got to see that Selena broke a cop's arm with her cheek.
London, you is not right. You is not right. And for all you girls, now we're gonna, you know, I'm not gonna really go into the face incident because it was really bloody and a lot of things. You know, I just pray for face and that he's all right and everything, and you know that he gets well and things, honey. But we're not gonna really go into that because it was just too much. He had a fight. He was carrying on. He was drunk. Security tried to escort him out. I called security to escort him out. They send a little security guard, honey, about 5'5 and 145 pounds. And Face was handling him, honey. And Chaos, you know, ass Face brother tried to, help the security guard get Face upstairs and, you know, get him out of the building. And Face was just going off, and he hit Chaos, and Chaos did what he did to him, and y'all seen the pictures. That's all I'm going to say about that topic. Okay?
He was doing so good, though, you know?
Yeah, he was. He has been doing really good, and, you know, and everything, and, you know, and Faith is, you know, he was just, you know, Faith wasn't the only one that carried. There was other people that carried Owen last night, too.
He was emotionally struck from losing for Danny.
But if Faith wasn't intoxicated, and he could take in everything that was going on last night, he wouldn't have been so mad, baby. Because you know, I'm not gonna mention her name, and I'm not gonna read her or anything. But everybody knows who was on the end of the judges panel that was breaking the ties, Miss Thing. And I'm not going to disrespect her because she's an icon and we spoke and everything last night, but she was really carrying on. And I don't think, you know, that she should sit on a judges panel and be intoxicated and do the things that she was doing, bitch. Khadija even won over Childish real ass blonde child because Tanae had to break the tie. Baby, so you know, and this child and Rodney, it's that child that looked, she used to be a little heavy set in the house of Milan. She lost a lot of weight. I don't know her name, but she looked like Boom Boom right now, baby. Sit it, bitch. And there's no shame. You can't take anything from Khadija. She's Jersey realness. But that child, that child was 55 states, honey. I had to add a couple of states in.
Okay.
Real dip. And so they gave it to the child over Khadija. And everybody in the room gagged. And you know, she was giving people tans. And then when they came to battle, she was chopping them after. It was a whole lot of carrying on and everything. But that's no shade talks Khadija. So please, girls, don't call her and have her call into the show. That was not shade on her. I'm just saying today. Okay. But it was just a mess. But this is what I say, right? And everybody wants to sit here. This is my whole thing with everybody on that show, and everybody wants to say, you know, how they feel and they voice their opinion and everything. The videos that Caesar recorded, the video that happened, what happened in Philly with Sanaya, Caesar was not outside. It was never taped. Sanaya being maced was never taped, so it was nothing never to put up, okay?
What about Omari reading Sanaya?
What'd you say?
Omari Mizrahi, your child now. He read Sanaya.
That wasn't on tape. That was after the cameras was off and they was reading and everything. It wasn't a read on tape. She was standing there and he was standing there. It was no taping about that. We talked about that outside. It was never taped. Okay. So, but the whole thing with Sinai and Angel, it was never taped because Caesar was inside. So for all you girls to sit here and say, oh, he's being biased and not putting things out, that's why that wasn't out, because it was never nothing taped. The whole incident with Dante and everything, I don't know what happened with that incident, but the incident that happened with me last night, I told him to put the motherfucking video out. Don't hold no motherfucking footage back or anything that goes on with me. I told him to put it out. So nobody's not being biased, girls. Stop rotting dick so motherfucking hard, Miss Thing. And then you got all you fake phony bitches that's sitting over there in that glass house, bitch, and y'all trying to throw motherfucking stones, bitch. Don't throw stones in a motherfucking glass house, Miss Thing, because it just might motherfucking shatter, okay? I don't know where else. What else did, because, you know, I was listening to the show, you know, and the girls was IMing me, asking me, was I going to call in? No, there was no reason or no need for me to call in. And for everybody to sit there and everybody wants to sit here and talk about, oh, she's 300 and something pounds, and she says, no, baby, I'm not, honey. Actually, girls, y'all need to get y'all facts together. If y'all haven't seen me in a long time, baby, mother went from a 28 down to an 18, baby. Did y'all see me in that pink dress? That was my motivational dress that I had for 3 years. She was an 18. So get your facts together when you want to talk about mother's weight. The body is looking right. The mug was looking right, and that pony was on last night until the fight happened. So get it together.
And
she didn't have to be on tight enough, but she was on, baby. And all the girls want to sit and call me muscle and call me a man, and they don't think that I see myself as a femme queen and all types of things, bitch. No, actually, I don't see myself as a femme queen, okay? I see myself as a woman, bitch. And y'all bitches want to sit here and talk about, oh, boys, girls don't fight boys and all types of shit. Well, I don't know where the fuck y'all bitches was motherfucking raised, that bitch, okay? Because I know all the cunts that I was raised with when I was a little girl with my Caesar, Miss Thing, bitch, they used to tear it down with all the motherfucking trade, bitch. They didn't give a fuck how big or how small the trade was, bitch, and they had to fight, they motherfucking fought. So for you bitches to sit here and talk about, oh, women don't do that, and all of these people standing around is supposed to be her friend, and they just held her pocketbook, and they did this, and they did, I don't need a motherfucking person, like y'all said on that show, I don't need a motherfucking person to defend me about motherfucking shit, bitch. If anybody steps to me, I'm going to handle myself, bitch. I don't need anybody to handle do anything about it, bitch. It's been femme queens that's been getting knocked for years and getting disrespected by butch queens, and none of you punk pussy ass butch queens have done any motherfucking thing but stood right the fuck there, Miss Thing, because y'all punk pussies. Oh, and the girls, I would have did something, but you know, I'm far away from home. Bitch, whatever motherfucking state you in, bitch, if it get popping, bitch, it get popping. Y'all punk pussy bitches, and y'all want to sit here and y'all want to come for me, Miss Thing? Okay.
Are we talking about the fight now or what?
Yeah, we about to get into the fight. We about to get into the fight, London. Hold on. Let's take some callers. Let me calm down and smoke a cigarette and take some callers, okay, boo? Okay.
No, it seems like
you're
talking about it.
Yeah, I'm going into that. I'm going there. 205-531, you're live on the air. 205-531, you're live on the air. Okay, you're gone. 312-731, you're live on the air.
How you doing, though?
Hey, Ray Ray, what's going on?
What's going on, Ray Ray? Hi, everyone.
Hello.
Hi, everyone. Hi, London. I'm going to hurt you, Kelly. But I just think, wow. All you can say is wow when you see some shit like that, like, wow, get out there. That bitch does still have it. That's all you can say. You know, it's like, what you gonna say?
But you know what I think? You know what I think it is overall? This is what it is overall. And I was talking with James and Tony earlier. This is what it is. When you're somebody and you have a reputation for, you know, always, you know, fighting and everything, to all the girls out there, yes, my name used to be called Kick Ass, the Bubble, and all types of things. When you have that reputation and that precedes you and it carries on with you, the girls will never let you let that reputation down. I have been coming out for the last 4 years in my dresses and my heels and sitting back and being a lady. Yes, I be loud when it comes to my children being chopped and all types of things. And yes, I'm supposed to be loud and boisterous when it comes to my children being chopped. But at the end of the day, you let so much go by and let so many girls do so many things. The girls think that you have lost it, and
I know.
Choice.
I know that way.
The girls think
that
you have lost it, and it's choice for them to think that they can disrespect you. So every once in a while, you have to come out, and you have to make an example out of someone, okay? And this night was definitely to make an example out of someone. However you girls may perceive or take the fight as a win or a loss, it was to make an example to let the next bitch know that mother hasn't done it in years, but she still can motherfucking dance. Okay, so for any other bitch, and this is my motto, because I was talking with Caesar and I was talking with Alexis earlier. This is my thing. I think that I'm ready to, you know, just put down the dresses and the heels, Miss Thing, but still give you that mother from the neck on up, since I can't sit with the girls. I'm going to sit with the girls from the neck on up, Miss Thing, and I'm going to give y'all that banshee cunt down at the bottom. And from now on, bitch, when a bitch come at me, bitch, because, see, the girls thinking it's choice, bitch. So from now on, when bitches start coming at me, bitch, I'm just going to smack the shit out that bitch, Miss Thing, so the girls can know not to play with me. Okay, that's what's going to happen. So any bitch that think that they want to come and they want to disrespect me, when I see you, I'm going to smack the shit out you, and you better be ready to do what you got to motherfucking do. And y'all want to sit here and talk about, oh, she has so many gadgets in her pocketbook. I didn't have a gadget or anything in my pocketbook, Milan, and I never walk around with mace, Milan, because mace is for pussies. I don't use mace because I eat mace, Milan. Y'all not seen the video. I don't use mace, okay? Yes, I do walk around with my motherfucking taser in my purse, Miss Thing. I haven't had my taser in my purse for months, Milan, at all, Miss Thing. I don't need a weapon. I put my purse to the side. I never pulled anything out of my purse, so don't talk about what I had in my purse. What I had in my purse was my wedge heels and my passport and my cash and my keys to my apartment. That's what I had in my purse. I didn't have any weapons. I didn't pull anything out, okay? Danny was the one that pulled out of weapons, Milan. I have never once ever fought with a weapon besides the time when I was in North Carolina with the taser, Milan. And the reason I had the taser when I was in North Carolina, Milan, it's because I was sitting at the door collecting the money, Miss Thing, and they said they robbed the children down there, okay? I never fought with a weapon. I don't need a weapon, okay? But really, I want to thank you for... Yes?
I was on the phone earlier with Nicole and Derek, and me and Derek just want to say that we're upset that she hung up on us so she can get on the show, and she didn't think that we was going to get on, but we on here, bitch, and you not. So that's all I
want to say. Bye, Ray. Go ahead, Rodney. Say what you got to say before we take the next caller.
Yes, as directing mother of the mothers, do you feel like that's an example for Trace and Lola and Barbie to follow?
Right.
As directing mother, if somebody disrespects them and they feel that they need to run up inside their mouth, I'm all power for them to run up inside their mouth. And if I need to be there to co-sign and back with them, I'm going to be right there to co-sign and back with them.
So Rodney, are you saying if someone came to Trace and said, you know, I'm ready to fight you, you expect Trace to go tell her children that someone wants to fight her?
No. I'm telling you, Kelly is that her title, directing mother. So now, if someone comes to Trace and said they want to fight her, Trace is going to take off her heels and box.
She should, and if she don't, and if she don't take off her heels and box as the directed mother, I'm going to direct the Butch Queens to attack. Because I'm the director.
Did Tempest talk about her Dreams to Come True campaign?
Her what?
Her Dreams to
London, I don't even know what London is talking about right now.
Her Dreams do, it's arrows.com.
Oh! I'm gonna fuck you up, London. Well, since you on that note, and you said that before, because we're gonna take some other callers. We're gonna be here, girls. So hold your horse, because it's different things that people are gonna say is gonna trigger things in my head that I heard from the show that I couldn't really remember. So I'm gonna get into it when it triggers in my head. So please, if we all over the place, but on that note, since you said that, London, about the, you know, the arrows and the dreams do come true, and them kicking that child out the house because he posted his pictures in the House of Blahnik's webpage or wherever he posted at, and it was nude and everything, and their house is not affiliated with that type of things and all of that stuff, we, like London said, dreams do come true. And if y'all so into this PR and stuff, Miss Thing, I have this, and it wasn't, and I wasn't looking for it, but it was sent to me. It's a video of this Blahnik child. I gotta get his name. It's a video of this Blahnik child, and he's being fucked raw. But y'all are so into safe sex and doing all of these things, but this child is in your house is being fucked raw, and London just said dreams come true. I don't know what's all of that about, but maybe she elaborate more about that.
But Kelly, okay. What about the other half of the overall father getting his dick sucked and nutting in that child's mouth? I didn't see a condom on that dick when he was sucking it.
Maybe. It's a lot. It's a lot. Hold on, y'all. We got another caller. 804-510. You're live on the air. Okay, thank you for just listening. 347-856, you're live on the air.
Hello.
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 Welcome to the show.
Okay.
Call me Miss Janet if you're nasty.
Yeah, I mean, Kelly, it just came across my desk. The Blahnik's name was Ladarius Sanchez.
Oh, okay.
Hello?
Yes, Janisha, live on the air.
Okay, great. Before I say anything negative, I don't want to have a Steven match with you, Kelly, seriously.
Hey, Denise.
How are you, people?
My phone is on speakerphone. I'm smoking my cigarette.
Okay. Now, about the fight situation, honestly, I think you handled your business. I feel like, no shade, that child should not have approached you and attacked you. I feel like that was bullshit. I already said that. You know, I made my little snide remarks about the fight in the room or whatever, but I really think you handled yours the way you were supposed to. If anybody approaches you like that, you did whatever you had to do. And, you know, I don't know. I don't approve of no bush being attacking, no fencing, period. And as you can see, the girls went off about you being a female figure and all that. That's for nobody to say what you are and all that. So you handled your business with that, and that's it. But this picture stuff, Kelly, this is the thing I'm thinking about the pictures. Now, Rodney,
can I stop you right there?
Yes.
So you really think Kelly really handled herself after you said she was not a couple of times?
Yes, I told you, I made my little smile with remarks about the fight. No shade, she got knocked a couple times, whatever, she threw the challenge.
Oh, so that was just the key,
so
that was just
a front. I'm saying she handled herself appropriately for the situation, because people were saying she's female figure, she shouldn't be fighting and all that. No, if somebody approaches you, you handle it, you care it, that's it. So I think she handled herself appropriately, however the outcome of the fight was, whatever, that's neither here nor there. I'm upset about the picture thing, okay? You said that, you know, the people taking the pictures and they should just know their pictures get out, blah, 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 you can't be mad. This is what I feel about this. First of all, Kelly, what are you getting out of this? Like, even if somebody posted their picture somewhere, now you had to take it from whatever that site was or somebody sent it to you. What is the point of now posting it in a Facebook group? That's what I'm saying. Like, what are you getting out of that? And why did you do that to me when we didn't even have any issues? Like, I can see you did it to somebody.
Please stop with the breathing and stuff. I'm getting out of it. Hold on, I'm getting out of it. What you and Milan said, I'm getting out of it, bitch. I'm sitting here in front of my 27-inch MacBook, MacBook, and I'm jerking off to y'all pictures. That's what I'm getting out of it. That's what y'all said.
Well, great, get your life, honey. I mean, get your life. All I'm saying is, you obviously think that people aren't going to be upset about it, though, and you don't have a right.
They shouldn't be upset with me because I didn't get the pictures. The pictures were sent to me. I never requested anyone pictures. I never requested anything. You sit here, Janice. And you don't know, Johnny. Jarnice, you sit here and you sit up here with these hypocritical ass motherfucking faggots that want to act like they're your girlfriends, Jarnice, and everything, Miss Faye, and want to talk about me being a leader and everything. And these are the same girls that smashed you out and sent your picture to me for me to post it up. But these are your girlfriends, and these are the girls you sit
right.
back and you keep
and
you
I'm not
with.
Even concerned about that because guess what? I take responsibility for that. I sent that picture to whoever it got to. So I take responsibility knowing that my picture can be public. And guess what? I'm not even upset about my picture being public. What I'm upset about is why you're posting it in a group I didn't intend for it to be in for no reason.
Well,
I'm only being
a journalist. So you telling me if I was working
for
Channel 7 News and they sent me something and just because
aren't
it's my girlfriend or my
news,
if, but it, but it doesn't matter. I'm still a journalist. However you look at it, and if I'm working for Channel 7 News and something comes across my desk and it's about my girlfriends or somebody that I supposed to bury it and not put it out.
Yes, because
what no,
I'm
no,
saying,
no. Like I told, like
that.
I told, like I no, no. Like I told,
you're
like
doing
I told.
For no reason other than to start shit. That's what I'm saying.
I'm not,
so
I'm,
how can the person that pictures is how they're not supposed to be upset though? Like obviously, the people are upset because they didn't intend for fucking faggots on Facebook to see that. That's why people are upset. They intended it for a certain purpose. Either it was an ad or sending it to somebody they're trying to fuck. They're trying to get laid. Why are they thinking all of a sudden in Facebook because you decided that you wanted to take their picture? And put it there. That's on you. That's not the person who sent the picture.
Oh well. Well, that's not on me. That's whoever. That's whoever.
And that's for no reason. So that's
but whoever they sent
me for that.
They shouldn't get
somebody's
mad at me.
Somebody's gonna want to fight. Somebody's gonna want to read. Why shouldn't we have the right to be upset?
Okay. Well, somebody want to fight, and somebody wants to read, and somebody and the girls want to send death threats and all types of things that they want to do. Bitch, just be prepared for whatever comes their way. That's what they need to do. I don't want anything. But if any bitch think that they're going to step to me and it's going to go down and they're going to do what they're going to have to do, Miss Thing, they're going to handle the consequences. Just like anything that happens on this show, Jarnice, if anybody feels that they want to attack me for reading them or saying what I'm going to say or do what I'm going
people?
To do, that's on
people?
Them.
How about that? You ever thought about that? You never
that's
thought about
on
that,
them.
Really? Just stop violating people for no reason.
That's
how
on
about
them.
That?
That's
be
on
a
them.
Lady, be a regular person, and just stop being this.
I am a regular person. I am a regular person.
You know what it is, Jarnice.
The girls don't. The girls don't know how to. This is what. You know what the problem is. Oh my God. Jarnice, so what the problem is with the girls is the girls don't know how to separate ballroom from reality, Jarnice. When I get off of this show, Jarnice, I might sit up on my computer and I'll be Kelly Mizrahi and I'll be this radio host for another hour. But when it's all said and done with, anybody that knows me outside of the ballroom, i.e. Rodney, i.e. Alexis, i.e. Jasmine, they know what type of person I am and the way I carry myself and the way I act. Whatever person I portray to be when I come into the ballroom scene, that is who I am. I am on stage. I am a performer. When I'm not on stage, Miss Thing, I am not the same person. I sit and I carry myself with dignity and respect, and I can sit down and I can hold an intelligent conversation. I can articulate my words. I speak very highly of myself, and I speak very highly of my peers that stand before me. So whatever personality I am when I get on stage, it's the stage. And if the girls can't handle that, it's oh well. Like I tell all my gay kids that's in other houses, when I step into that bar and I give my name at that door at the guest list, or if I pay my $30, you are not my gay child. You are not my grandchild. Your gay mother, your great grandmother is Kelly Knight. When I step into that ball, I am Kelly Mizrahi, and I'm here to do a job. And when I come outside the ball, I am who I am. And if the girls can't take that and the girls can't see that, that's their motherfucking problem.
Right,
I don't have to prove any. I don't have to prove me being a woman or my sexuality preference
right.
to anybody
right.
in this boardroom scene. The only person I have to prove it to is the person that I'm laying in the bed with and my friends that I call my friends that I associate with outside the motherfucking boardroom scene. Me and Alexis walked down the streets of Harlem
not
all day yesterday.
Right.
Hold on. Me and Alexis walked down the streets of Harlem all motherfucking day yesterday, went and got our nails and everything motherfucking done. I did not act like a faggot. I did not talk loud. I did not read anybody or any of that, because that's the difference between Kelly Mizrahi and Kelly motherfucking Hunter. And if the girls can't motherfucking get that, that's their problem, not mine. But Janice, you hold on right there. We're going to come back with these words from our sponsors because we got to pay some bills. Hold on.
Love the new Janet choreography.
Rodney Prodigy and James Icon presents What's in the Name Part 2. Saturday, November 10th in New York City. Grand prize, $1,000 for Old Way. Make us believe you're back in the 80s. Grand prize number 2, open to all legendary runway for $1,000. Other cash categories include mini grand prize, open to all streetwear for $300. As well as open to all runway, the casting call for $500, sponsored by the Mocha Center. That's Saturday, November 10th, in New York City. Admission, $30 all night. Tables, $150. The location, the Light Box, 841 Barreto Street, Bronx, New York. For more information, contact Father James Icon or Father Rodney Prodigy via Facebook, or visit the event page for more info. The House of Valentino presents The Awakening Ball, Saturday, November 3rd in Pittsburgh, PA. Are you ready? Your grand prizes include Butch Queen Runway, The Trickster, for $1,000. Team Performance, The Assassins, for $1,000. As well as Legendary Femme Queen Performance, The Queen of the Throne, for $1,000. Many grands include Butch Queen Vogue Femme, The Battle Cat, as well as Realness with a Twist, The Double Take. Over $7,500 in cash and trophies presented by the House of Valentino. The Awakening Ball, Saturday, November 3rd, at the Hazelwood YMCA. The address, 4213 Chatsworth Street in Pittsburgh. Admission, $30 all night. Tables, $150 in advance, $200 at the door. Your commentators include The Icon, Jack Mizrahi, Icon, Selvin Khan, Legendary Kevin J.C. Prodigy, and Jukebox Valentino. The House of Valentino presents The Awakening Ball, November 3rd in Pittsburgh, PA. For more information, visit Facebook and the event page for up-to-date info on the event. Over $7,500 in cash and trophies. Get ready, girls.
October 27th, 2012. The CEO and founder, Mother Jasmine Couture, brings to you a new collection. A collection of horror. A collection of mystery and suspense. Come bear witness in the nation's capital, Washington, D.C., as Mother Jasmine Couture brings to you the scariest night in ballroom history, Gagoween. grand prize, open to all legendary performance, for $6,000. The mystery, 666. That's 16 captains, 6 teams, and a mystery femme queen per team. Gagoween. Other cash categories include Butch Queen Runway, The Walking Dead, Open to All Foot and Eye, Designers from Beyond the Grave, Team Realness, Children of the Corn, Butch Queen Sex Siren, The Candyman. That's right, in a special category that I'm calling The Grudge. Six of today's hottest divas are invited to settle their score at Gagoween. 3 grudge matches, $1,000 each, with the grand prize thickening throughout the event. Mother Temptress, the overall mother Dee Dee Chanel, says she wants a rematch at a big ball. Mother Kelly, the icon mother Shay Shay Chanel, says it was only a Wednesday night mini ball. Get over it and bring it to Gagoween. And legendary mother Sasha Garcon and the icon mother Sanaya Ebony, which one of you are the true ladies of Sex Siren? That's right, 3 grudge matches. 3 divas will win $1,000 each. But how much more will be raised at Gagoween? Find out October 27th in Washington, D.C. For more information, contact Jasmine Couture directly or subscribe to Jasmine Couture's Facebook page for up-to-date info on the event. Over $10,000 in grand prizes, history will be made once again. Gagoween.
We're definitely back from our words from our sponsors, the legendary icon Jasmine Couture Gagoween Ball, the Valentino House Ball, and the legendary icon overall Father Rodney Prodigy, and the icon James Caan, What's in the Name Part 2 Ball. Rodney?
Icon.
I said icon.
James Icon.
Oh, James Icon. Sorry, yeah. Oh, yeah, James Icon. Yes, Ball. What's in the name that's going to be here in the Bronx, right around the corner from the, you know, the headquarters? Any. So, oh my God, I done lost my train of thought, honey. Where was it, honey? Let's go to some. Let's get some more callers, and then we're gonna get into it. 678-335. I mean 333. You're on live on the air. 678-733, you're live on the air. 678-733, you're live on the air. Okay. The next caller is 862-600, you're live on the air.
What?
862-600, you're live on the air. Okay. 314-882, you're live on the air. You're live on the air. Okay. 214-477, you're live on the air.
Hello, how y'all doing tonight?
We're doing fine, and yourself?
I'm doing great. How you doing, London?
Hello, J. Ross. Pick up this cover photo for the MT party. Hello, J. Ross.
Jason, what happened?
What are you talking about, J. Ross?
What happened? You don't like my boot?
Child, J. Ross, save that for tomorrow. We got bigger fish to fry tonight.
Okay. Well, I got something to say about all these goddamn pictures, which I almost got fired for. By the way, I couldn't do no work at all day. But how can this girl, who was that, was that Janice that called that was upset about her picture being posted?
Yeah, that was Manny's.
Oh, okay. Bitch, how could y'all possibly get mad about y'all motherfucking pictures being posted? I'm pretty sure a lot of us got pictures up. Some of us probably don't. But at the same time, bitch, if you post your motherfucking picture online, have y'all not seen fucking Bishop Eddie Long and Governor Wiener showing his fucking wiener? Bitch, do you think that, I'm pretty sure he was upset too. But bitch, if you put the shit out there on the fucking public, that's why you can't even sue nobody for putting your pictures up, because the fucking police gonna look at you like you're damn a fucking fool and a fucking idiot. So if you put your goddamn pictures up and you fucking get flooded out, what the fuck? But thank you for making my motherfucking work day fucking kiki. So I think that was just fucking stupid. And Milan, bitch, I got something for you. And that's all I got to say.
Okay, thank you, J-Rock. And as we sit here and as we speak, I go and, you know, because I have so many different windows open up when I do the show, and as I open up my Facebook and I just look, baby, I have 20 chat boxes open, and can you just imagine how many pictures is in these different chat boxes of the girls sending me pictures of the girls and doing things, Miss Thing? But then y'all girls want to sit here and y'all want to get mad at me. Don't get mad at me, Miss Thing. And then they send me this picture and they say, I guess Milan forgot to talk about his two house members. I don't know how to pronounce this first name, and Scorpio Blahnik, and they sitting here and they sucking dick and all types of things in these pictures that they sending me. Like, and y'all want to sit here and y'all want to get mad at me? Why get mad at me? Get mad at the people that's sending these pictures out, and y'all want to sit here and y'all want to get mad at me, and everybody wants to attack me and send me death threats on my blog. But continue to do what y'all do, because if you
Freddie,
yes,
it's also with a ball in Ohio, Darion House Ball. If anybody from the Midwest that attended that ball on the line, press 1 to tell us about that. I didn't attend that ball. I do know the grand prize wasn't given out. I guess the girls didn't prepare for it properly. Everybody was stopped, something to that nature. So if anybody wanted to call, and they said the microphones wasn't working. And
well, I heard she didn't give out her $1,000 again.
Right. There was a lot going on. If Vengeance or anybody's on the line that went to the ball, call us and give us Vengeance and call in and give us a take on the ball. She would definitely give it to us with no chase.
Oh, yeah. Oh. Okay, so now we're gonna get into everything that happened. Okay, so after all of this happened with the last chat room, you know, and me reading Danny and saying what I wanted to say to Danny after he said what he wanted to say to me and disrespected me and called me all types of man, and I have no life outside of the ballroom scene and all of this other motherfucking shit. You know, I said, you know what, I'm not going to sit here and I'm not going to read and go, I said what I had to say, I'm not going to sit here and I'm not going to read and I'm not going to go back and forth with somebody on Facebook, because I'm not that type of person. I hate a person that sits and wants to talk about, you know, all types of shit on Facebook and on the phone and through text messages. If you're going to do what you got to do, you do what you have to do. And so everybody was calling my phone on Friday. Everybody called my phone on Saturday. Oh, Danny invited you out to the village. Danny invited you out to the club. Danny invited you out here. Danny invited you out here. Baby, I was not entertaining any of that or going through all of that. I said to myself, when I see Danny, it's going to be whatever it's going to be, and may the chips lay where they lay. And so last night we came, and the first time we've seen each other was since Thursday and Friday and Saturday, when he was doing all this calling out on his Facebook, was last night at the Rumble. And so the Rumble was, everybody wants to say, oh, Kelly knew that she was going to fight. She didn't have on no shoes or anything with her dress and everything. No, the reason why I didn't never took my heels out my bag and put my heels on, because the ball was given a very blah, 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 and I could have just left on what I had on at BBQ's instead of going all the way from the city back to the Bronx and changing my clothes. I could have just left what I had on. So that's why I never put on my heels at the ball last night. And so the ball was going on and everything, and you know, and I seen Danny going around to different people and talking to people, and so then after the fact, I'm not knowing what's going on, and see him going around the room, I was told that he was going around the room and telling the girls to stay and don't leave the ball early, because he was going to give them a show afterwards, and he was going to attack me afterwards. And so all of that was going on, and I was just paying in, and I was doing my job as I was supposed to be doing, and I was commentating and everything. And so then I was downstairs in the club. I was waiting. You know, the fight had happened, so the last couple of categories, Jack didn't get to pay the people, so he was waiting to pay the people. The kids was waiting to get paid, and myself and Athena was also down there waiting to get paid also, and me not knowing what's going on upstairs until after the fight was over and talking with everybody. Danny was upstairs giving to my brother Caesar, oh, where's your girlfriend at? She usually the first one out the club and all of this other stuff. And so then I came upstairs after I got my money from Jack, and it was nobody in front of the club because the whole situation that had happened was the fight and everything. So I go around the corner and I see everybody around the corner. So I see my team down on 40th Street on the corner, and I go over and I jump in the video. As y'all can see from the video, they was already taping and doing whatever they was doing, and I came and I jumped in the video. And me being a person that has been in prison before, I watch everything that goes on around me, and everybody always want to ask me, why am I so standoffish, and I'm always in the back of the club or the back of the bar, or I'm standing in the corner. It's a prison thing. I sit there and I watch everything that goes on around me. So I'm sitting here, and as I'm doing the video, I see Danny from the sideline trying to sneak up on me. And if you've seen the video, I can give Mother Blahnik Temperance credit. You know, she gets into everything in the video just like I did. Okay, like I do. And she seen me try to pass my purse to Corey the first time, but Corey was so busy into doing what he was doing, he didn't see me. So I already had took off my bracelets and took off my rings because I already knew where the situation was going to go. And so then when Danny came back the second time and he was ready to square up and he wanted to go around the corner, I'm a bitch from motherfucking Harlem. I'm born and raised in the motherfucking projects, okay, from the Polo Grounds. It, bitch, and it start around the corner, so why should we have to go around the corner, okay? We're going to do this right here. Is this how you want to do it? This is what we're going to do. And so how anybody may think about the fight or what they think that I got my ass whooped or whatever it was, Miss Thing, it was what it was. And the only reason the fight was stopped is because the cops was coming. Danny came up on me and Danny had brass knuckles on because Danny already knew what the situation was. If you came to fight somebody and you want to have a fair fight with somebody, why are you bringing brass knuckles? And Milan, you want to talk about weapons? I never went in my bag. I never pulled anything out. And this man had brass knuckles. He was trying to destroy my work, Miss Thing. I seen the brass knuckles, and Danny already knew. Danny already knew from earlier that I told Danny already, okay? And like other people called me today and told me, because Danny was going around telling everybody that he was going to fuck me up, okay? Anybody that knows me, he was telling her that he was going to fuck me up. And they already had warned Danny and pre-warned him and told Danny, you don't want to fuck with her. Leave her alone. I got many calls about this already from my daughter Coco, that his gay mother, from my grandson Tyshawn, to my motherfucking my son Ferrari, and everybody was telling Danny, you don't want to fuck with her, leave her alone. But Danny really thought that Danny could fuck with me. Whatever you girls may think about the fight, it was what the fuck it was. He stepped to me, and I handled my motherfucking business like I was supposed to. And if anybody steps to anybody, you are supposed to handle your motherfucking business. And everybody wants to sit on Facebook, and everybody wants to sit in these different chats, and everybody wants to sit on YouTube and talk about the violence in the ballroom scene. This doesn't have anything to do with violence in the ballroom scene, because actually the ball was over. We was a block and a half away from the club. The ball was over. If you in the streets of any city, like I said on YouTube, in any city in the streets, and somebody steps to you, you're going to handle your motherfucking business because you're supposed to handle your business. And that's what the fuck I did, whether y'all see it or not, or whether y'all feel like I got my ass with or whatever. I hemmed him up, and I tagged him all around with his hair and everything. And if my sister Pussy and everybody didn't say, sister, the cops are coming, it would have been more, but the cops was coming, okay? Because I didn't give a fuck about the cops coming, bitch, because I could have did 48 hours in motherfucking jail, bitch. I already did motherfucking 2 years, bitch. So what the fuck would be 48 hours to go see the fucking judge? I would have continued to tear it the fuck down and do what the fuck I was going to fucking do. But everybody asked me to stop, and that's what I did. I stopped, and I paid it, honey. So for any bitch out there in ballroom or in the motherfucking streets that think that y'all gonna run up on me because of something that I do on this motherfucking radio show Monday, Tuesdays, and Wednesday, or whatever I do on motherfucking Facebook. Y'all think y'all gonna run up on me? Y'all better motherfucking think again. And if you run, you better run motherfucking correct, bitch. Don't run to the side. You better run motherfucking straight and make sure you get across that motherfucking hurdle, because this ball or this big muscle-bound man that y'all called me on that other show, it's going to motherfucking come motherfucking charging.
And make sure you're away from a telephone.
Okay, and to all of you girls out there, and to all of you girls out there, and to Danny at the end, when I was going down to pick up my ponytail and you thought that you hit me, you did not hit me. You hit Corey from Ballroom Throwbacks, Corey Prodigy. You hit him. You did not hit me. You hit Corey. That was not me that you hit. Okay, so let's get it together. That was not me that you knocked. That was Corey that you knocked, and he paid the situation. That wasn't me. Okay, try again, maybe next time. Okay, and that's what had happened, and that was the team.
Kelly.
So now, any questions or anything from anybody?
Yes, is the situation done since y'all both squared up, y'all swung in the air, y'all did a little hair pulling, y'all did all that? Is the situation squashed now?
The situation at this present moment right now, Rodney, the situation is whatever Danny wants the situation to be. If Danny wants to squash the situation, we can squash the situation because the situation can be squashed. He got handled. He called for mother to come on the dance floor, and I handled the situation as I should have appropriately. If he wants to squash the situation can be squashed. But if he wants to continue to come, he can continue to come. But this time, if he comes or if anybody comes my way, I'm not coming for these girls no more, Miss Bang. I'm damn near 40 years old. I'm not coming for the girls, Miss Bang. I got a team, and I'm going to send my team to do what the fuck they got to do. So if anybody's out there, you have any calls or questions or anything, and you want to talk about anything, feel free to definitely press 1. The phone line is open. For all of you bitches that had so much to say in the A-list about me getting fucked up and me getting handled and everything, bitch, feel free to definitely press 1 and voice your opinion. This is not like the Milan Show. London Tea Party is not like the A-list. And the official ballroom group is not like the A-list. The only thing they get are deleted out of London's Tea Party and the official radio station is people promoting their balls. That's the only thing that get deleted. Nobody comments or anything y'all post in that room will ever be deleted. I don't give a fuck if y'all read me or whatever y'all say. It never gets deleted. It stays up there because everybody's voice should be heard. It's not your opinion. It's everybody else's motherfucking opinion. Don't get mad because the girls say something and all types of things. And then Milan is sitting on his show and he wanna give gray up claps and, you know, congratulations because the post went over 500. Milan, I've been posting in your room a month ago a post about the Femme Queens with Darte, and it went over 1,500. I did that in your room.
Thanks for reaching
the fuck out. I did that, okay? So that little post you had with 500, go scroll back down through your memories of your thing, and you will see. And the overall mother, and you don't even have to scroll through. The overall mother will let you know, because she was the one that said, come on, girls, let's get this past 1,000. And it went past 1,000 to 15, okay? But I do thank y'all for reaching out. And I do thank all the girls for definitely requesting me and wanting me back on the air, honey. And I thank Tom for definitely coming on and being a part of the cast last week. But guess what? Mother's back. Ernie, okay. We got a private caller. Let's see where, you know, I don't normally take private callers, but let's see where this is going to go. Private caller, you're live on the air.
I want to know, what was the point of Johnny's calling in? Was she calling to get you beat? That's what it sounded like.
I don't know.
Oh, and another thing, the girls was talking about Face asshole when he got beat last night. Okay.
Baby.
And his butt had trees on it.
Yeah, it was giving a lot. And they said that Danny said it wasn't over. So I'm just the outsider, just getting a cheat.
Well, you know. Then we have to handle that bridge when we cross that bridge. We can't talk about.
But I really want to know why Janice called. Like, she really still didn't get her point across.
I don't know. Would you like to speak with her?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Janisha, live back on the air.
Well, hi. What I want to know is, how did you get, I tried to get her beat for my call. What were you listening to? How did that all correlate to me trying to get her beat by asking her what her motivation was for posting pictures? Hello?
Oh, the call dropped.
I didn't get that.
No, her call drive.
Yeah, but do you see the like ADHD that's going on in this scene? Like, how did you get that from what I said? All I was asking was, what was your motivation for posting people pictures? Who is that? Like,
the same motivation that everybody has to send me the pictures, and the same motivation that all these leaders and everything to sit back and call themselves leaders, and they're doing so much, and they carry themselves in a higher standard, but they're doing the same thing I'm doing. But the only thing about me is I'm doing my shit, and I'm doing it out front. I'm not doing it in motherfucking secret, because I give two fucks what anybody in ballroom thinks about me, because I know the fuck who I am. That's the difference. But everybody else wanna hold on. I guess this might be the private caller calling back in. Private caller, is this the same caller?
No, baby.
Well, hold on, baby. We're gonna come back
what
to you.
Right?
Now, what was you saying, Johnny?
Well, all I'm saying is, Kelly, I already get your. I get that. All I'm just saying is, even if that's what you're presenting to people, like, you got people like you, and you have people like Jay, who are well-liked, and people like them, and stuff like that, why do you want to present it to me that people don't like? That's what I want to know.
But
like, why?
But you know what? This is the thing. 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 This is the thing with the girls. The girls don't have to listen, Johnny. This is the thing with me, Johnny. The girls don't have to like me. The only thing the girls is going to do in ballroom, and when they see me, because when they behind a computer, they can do whatever they want when they behind that computer, because you can make any name of it, be whoever you want. But when you see me outside, the girls don't have to like me, but they're going to respect me.
Right. You have to earn respect.
I don't need to know. It's not about earning it. I don't have to earn anything. What I earned is what I got. Well, no, Johnny, the difference is, see, this is the difference that you need to learn and everybody needs to learn. Nobody has to earn respect. Respect is due to a dog. That's the difference. Yet, that's what an old, wise black woman that told me, my grandmother. A respect is due to a dog. Nobody has to earn anything from anything. The only thing you earn is your pay.
Okay, so are you going to respect them? Okay. So if that's what you feel,
I'm not gonna respect anybody that smut themselves out. If the girls send me the pictures, I'm gonna put them up until I feel like I want to stop posting the pictures, because it becomes a bore to me.
Okay, then. So when you do stuff like that, you have the same way the girls got to take responsibility for posting, for taking those pictures, you need to take responsibility for putting them up and say, yes, this is some fierce shit I'm doing, but I'm going to take responsibility and I'm going to handle it.
I take responsibility for every picture that's
right,
up there. I take responsibility for every picture that's up there, and every picture that is in my room, and every picture that's on my wall.
Right.
I take responsibility, and I hold myself to a higher standard that I will never, ever release my sources that send me anything they send me, okay? Anything that anybody feel that they want to do to me, they can continue to do. And like y'all sat there and they photoshopped that picture and put that picture in the lawn room of me. Bitch, that picture was not me, bitch. In my 36 years, bitch,
like
I have never once ever took a nude picture. The only picture that any bitch can ever have of me, bitch, will be a picture of me motherfucking sleep with my motherfucking mouth wide the fuck open. I would never ever send out a new picture. So for Milan to sit there and ask for anybody to send out pictures, I will never ever be that tacky or take myself to a lower standard to send out a picture to anybody. If anybody in their right mind wants to see anything that anybody has to offer, you should invite them over to your house.
What is that music in the background?
Huh?
What the hell is that music playing?
I don't know. Somebody need to get that together. But if anybody in their right mind, bitch, wants to see anything that anybody has to offer, I think you should invite them over to your house. Pictures is
right.
not to be sent. Pictures is not to be sent out because
right,
once you pick something, once
like
you pick
you
something, listen. But catch.
That's
I'm about
why.
To eat it. I'm about to eat it for you. Once,
like
you hold on. I'm about to eat it for you. Once you pick something on www, the World Wide Web, it becomes an open playing field. You did it to yourself.
No, you did that.
No, I didn't do it. I didn't do it. Did I tell you to stand in front of that mirror and take that picture of yourself with that shirt on and your dick out?
Smelly cat.
Okay, you did that.
And these same girls, it wasn't intended. You took away my picture. If you want to get technical, Johnny's.
I didn't make that choice for you. Secret Service made that choice for you. I just bumped into it when I was in the Secret Service.
And why didn't you just take it and bury it? Why post it up? That's what I'm saying. It was already out. I get it. A journalist has a motivation because they're getting a paycheck to report things. You're just
doing it for nothing. When Malone posted pictures of you in his room, when Malone posted pictures of you in his room, was it okay for him to post those pictures of you in his room? When Malone embarrassed you, no, wait a minute, no, I listened to you. I listened to you.
Hold on, Johnny. He listened to you. Now listen to him.
Now you
want to
listen to me. When Malone posted pictures of you in his room, was that okay? When Malone embarrassed the fuck out of you in his room, was it? Yes, he did embarrass you.
He embarrassed
you for what? Not only did he embarrass you, almost 1,500 of the people that follow him in that room embarrassed you. So when they embarrassed you and went on you about your brown tooth and all those other things that they went in on you about, was that okay? You didn't call his radio show, and you didn't badger him, and you didn't go after him the way you're going after Cali. I read him too. Did I not? You read him, you read him, you read him too, but now y'all the best of girlfriends.
Exactly. You want to know why we're the best of girlfriends now? Because Milan was an adult, and he came to me, and he apologized.
I'm glad you said that, Johnny's, because bitch, in ballroom history, I only apologized to one person in my 19 years of being out in ballroom history for doing something to them, and that was Dante Balenciaga. And if you see my cover page that I had on Facebook for weeks, anybody, bitch, it had the picture up. I don't apologize for shit I do or shit I motherfucking say. I stand by everything to the 10th letter.
Well, he
and
did.
On that note,
he
thank
did.
You, Johnny.
And what
that
I did.
Yeah. Hold on, we got some more callers. 347-269, you're live on the air.
All of that. Oh my God. I'm in the queue and the both numbers. Hi everybody. I'm in the Kelly. I'm really you either ignored my numbers or you don't know the house number or something, because you got a big issue. That's really fucked up, okay?
Well, I don't know your house number.
My feelings was over here really gagging as I watched this poll, that thing, 85 times, and me and my son jumped up and down like, he don't get no points for that. I don't understand, you know, just my opinion. I wouldn't come on your Tins and Chop show on a Monday, but that was not cute. That's not news. Did you see what happened? Did you see how you had the clock before it was all happened? And Tempest Eddie, you was nudging. I kept saying, why is she hitting Corey like that? Why is she? And he was paying it. And you, like, giving him your bag. And how do you walk? How did it? Oh, my God, wait. Okay. How did the child that you put clothes on his bag and laid him on your floor? And, you know, how do you walk up to you on camera? Okay. How do we walk up to you on camera and tell you what's that shit you were saying?
The same way after Jasmine had the collections ball and they was all sleeping in my hotel room and I went to sleep and they stole $500 out of my purse.
Oh, is it tea?
London, that's OT. That been tea. You know, is it that $500 was in a hotel, y'all? I mean, and then you, Kelly. You, listen, we go up and down and back and forth 100 times. I'm gonna say, what are you explaining something like that to anybody to think that you look nice in your black in your ponytail and you came out of nowhere to get on the fucking camera? That was not cute. That's ballroom tea. That was nice. That was a big thing. That was not cute. Find somebody who wants you to get beat for your pictures. Find somebody that from the outskirt that would like to attack you because you run your fucking mouth too much. But how do Danny come on a damn video with brass knuckles?
Brass knuckles.
But no, London, you know me. I can't even fucking breathe. Kelly, that don't make no sense. Was that ballroom tea? Is that gossip? Y'all feel good about that? You think that people think that you should deserve that you, the child that you put socks on and fed him and his lover, you know, that brought him into this situation? I remember. You saw the meat before anybody did, you know? Hello? Let's keep it fucking real here.
Baby, that's just how the girls are. And that at the end of the day, this is what I tell the girls. That's why
Nicole, where were you going? Like, I'm interested. Where are you going with her?
I mean, where am I going? I think everything about it, London, was disgusting. I'm not sure. I'm not sure what gave him the courage or what gave him this ambition to, after all this time, to get on the thing and to walk up to the person that was his mother on camera in front of everybody with brass knuckles. Where did the knuckles come from? Was that did they bring the brass knuckles in there? I mean, we all know the story. I'm not looking to play fucking stupid. The bottom line is, how do you do that, London, even at the back and forth? And, you know, you read, you family, you go on, you back and forth, and you hate each other, la, la, la. Okay, but you get on the camera, and you do that, and everybody's right, and then y'all think that that's cute. I think Danny should be sitting in the corner smoking a blunt like, yo, that was fucked up. I get no points.
No,
that.
But they
you
said.
You know what, Nicole? I think, once again, I'm going to say this. The big issue was, it was Kelly. Had it been anybody else, it would have been a tragedy. It would have been, oh, he's wrong. But because it was Kelly, by Kelly being this big, bad person, and I'm going to say this, because...
But
I
no, if it would have been somebody else, it wouldn't have been a tragedy.
Wait, let her finish.
Wait, I had this thing with Kelly before I moved to New York. I don't like that bitch. I do not like that big bitch. She gets on my fucking nerves. But I didn't know Kelly as a person, like you said. She will give you the socks off her. She will help you out. She will do whatever she can to help you. So my thing is, if it was somebody else, it would have been, oh, he was wrong for that. But because it was Kelly, the big bad mother U-Haul, Miss Rahi or whatever, that's why it became such a big issue. Like I said, had it been another film queen, everybody else in the, oh, he's wrong for that. He shouldn't have motherfucking did that. But no, once again, because it was Kelly, it's okay. But like I said, when you put yourself in certain situations, in certain predicaments, like I said, I told Kelly, girl, stop. You're going a little too far with the picture. And I get on Kelly all the time. But once again, Kelly is grown. She's going to do what she want to do. But once you put yourself in media's avenue, you have to deal with the repercussions of things that come around. I'm not saying that he was right, because I don't agree with it at all. You understand what I'm saying? But because, like I told Milan one time before, when people put you in the hot seat, you don't like it. Oh, they're being fierce. Why are you trying my house? Why are you trying me? No, I'm not. This is what you do to people. So when people do it next to you, it shouldn't be a problem.
He got nerve to even talk about somebody trying anybody or doing any type of thing, bitch. How can you even say about trying your house and morals and standards and everything, bitch? When you sued your crackhead mother for stealing your money.
Well,
Not even, you know, I think for me, and I hear your point, Alexis, I think the total opposite. I think that if he had to did that to a femme queen and stuff, then he would have got point. Yeah, I'm not talking about the femme queen thing. Kelly deserves to get hit sometime by me, bitch. We're talking about Danny. We're talking about a child that is like she basically, well, maybe everybody don't know the history like I do. Because I don't look at it, and I'm looking at the shit like, oh, that's cute. Like, that's not, now maybe it's that happening to Kelly and she's doing them like, that bitch deserves it. She talks too much. Then we can go on about that. So maybe I'm a little bit different about the way I see things and how I think. I don't think that Danny should have even walked up to her in public to ask her in front of a camera. Like, if she was, no, I think just because she had been to him, that he would have eased his way out of that instead of starting to plot and everything. I'm different. That's where I am. That's why I am where I am, and that's where right. I will stay, because I couldn't take
so,
that.
So, basically, what you're saying is children should not try to beat their mothers.
No, I don't think so. I don't think big enough. Children should not try to beat their mothers. Butch queens that you have put clothes on their back. Come on, we all run our mouth. London, you get up here, you talk, listen. We all say enough. Femme queen go into femme queen mode. You know, is it enough to your mother that you step in her house to walk up and hit her?
If the Butch queens had a chance, they would beat me. They would definitely beat me.
I mean, Kelly, you handle it the way you want. Hello to everybody on the cast. I don't do this day at all. But I, Kelly, on the other hand, do not think that that is cute at all. I couldn't imagine that happening. Nobody could ever ask me the question, is it over? They will know from that night how this will continue, because that is a child and not somebody you need to make peace with. But it's somebody you need to understand, what the fuck made him think that? How many times y'all have gotten on the radio and read each other out loud? How many times he's disrespect you? Come on. What was different than the picture? He posted them up, and he posted his own picture up. I saw it. So what was the difference? Oh, well, he did this, and you did this. So I should be breaking and stabbing everybody's neck, and they go look for my pictures and put them up. But that's no point. I'm different. Go along about your show. Kelly, I'll call you. I don't think that there was anything cute, appreciated, grateful, loving, caring, anything. And if that's what this place got to give us, then y'all can have it.
Thank you for reaching out, Mother
Meekly.
Thank
Nicole.
You.
Nicole. Yes, sir, brother. Hi, Cocktail. I'm sorry. I will be here.
And I just want to tell you, good luck on your journey.
I'll be there. I'll be there. That's my response to your whole thing and your journey. I'll be there. Kelly, you need to call me.
I'll call you.
Have a nice night, y'all.
The next caller is a private caller. You're live on the air.
Well, what happened to Angel Adams?
Oh, my Lord.
He's in Alcatraz.
They said Angel Locke or something.
Yeah,
are you
is.
Talking about the ad in the paper?
No, I ain't no ad in the damn paper.
Okay, thank you, Carla. I wanna give a shout out to Karan Ebony, Father Ebony of Philadelphia. Big shout out to you. 804-0501, you're live on the air.
Okay.
Thank you for just listening. J Rock, you're live on the air.
Kelly, I have a question. Did you say that a lot of people was tagging you saying that, oh, that's not, you shouldn't have been fighting, you're not, that's not ladylike, that's not a woman, and stuff like that? Did you, am I hearing that correctly, that you was not supposed to fight?
Yeah, that woman, that I wasn't supposed to fight. All my male figure friends and people that I call my coworkers were standing there right beside me, and why would they let me fight? They should have handled that and all types of things of that nature.
See, that's what I'm talking about. So you're telling me that nobody knows of any women that grew up and had, because me, my mama had 8 kids, 2 girls. I taught my sisters to knock a bitch out. I don't care if it's a boy. I don't care if it's a girl. So what does that have to do with a woman? So you telling me that women don't box? You telling me that women don't square up? Because so Layla Ali supposed to just let a bitch knock, let somebody knock her out?
That's
I don't get that.
That's what the girls is giving, honey.
And especially if no one was even stepping up like they were going to fight for Kelly. It was like, yeah. Right.
That's what the girls was giving, but you know, I guess when these femme queens is in the street and things and they get into altercations, I guess they stand there and they wait and they call their boys and their brothers and stuff to come handle their business for them.
Well, you know what? I always say that I'm going to stand up for like any femme queen that like one of my femme queens or whatever, whether they're my mother or my sister. But at the same time, if you know who my mother is on the gay scene, you would never, ever think that this lady would even lay her hand because she is so beautiful and cut. You wouldn't think that she would lay her hands on somebody. But when she tells me, son, step back, I'm going to step back, and she handles her fucking business. Now, when she's tired, then that's when we go in. But how can you stop a woman from handling her business? That dude walked up on you, and you slammed him, and he dialed my phone and told me to look at the fucking video. So, I mean, I'm just saying.
Well, I don't know, honey. I don't know. You know, the girls by popular demand, the girls would use my name, and I say this all the time. The girls is gonna always continue to use my name to take and get ratings, and you know, and to do what they have to do. Because without mentioning my name or saying my name, what would it be? What would their room be? What would their show be about or anything? They have to, baby. I made their show tonight, Miss Thing. They had record numbers. They had record numbers on their show tonight, and the lines was full because Kelly got into something. Kelly was the one that came into their room, Miss Thing, and put a post up that went over 1,500 comments. What would A-List be without mentioning Kelly and A-List?
There was only 80 people in the chat room, but...
Yeah, it will be nothing. They have to mention me. You know, what would it be without a topic or someone reading Kelly or bashing Kelly? Let's go a month without bashing Kelly or saying something about Kelly. Let's bash somebody else for once and see where it goes. It's not going to go anywhere. Nobody's not going to have anything to say. But I love for the girls to bash me because my grandmother always told me, as long as the girls is talking about you, you're doing something right. When the girls stop talking about me, when I need to worry. So as long as these bitches continue to chat and continue to say and do everything that they want to do and have their opinions about me, I'm doing something right. I can give two fucks what anybody thinks about me in ballroom at all, and it's no shade. And it's no shade to anybody, okay? As long as the people that I know, like Rodney, Jasmine, James Caan, Alexis, and all the people that I associate with outside the ballroom knows who the real person that I am and what I stand for, and we party and we have fun and we kiki and we read and we joke with each other and we make videos and post it in our secret alliance and do everything we do and we have fun and we enjoy ourselves. When I come to the balls, I just come as a personality, and I'm on stage. When I leave off of stage, I'm a wholly, totally different person. And if the girls can't see that, that's their problem, not mine. I'm not trying to change anybody's opinions or anything about me. Have your opinions. Feel how you feel about me, bitch. I'm going to always do me. But on a lighter note, definitely don't forget that my brother Rodney is having his ball. It's definitely going to be coming. Grand prize is definitely away. 4,000 girls. They have a whole bunch of categories that's really cute and it's cash. And the ball was definitely cute last year. Definitely had a lot of good food and everything. And it was definitely cute. And we're definitely going to have a blast, honey. And to everybody out there that also wants to be a part of my sister's ball, Gagoween, the categories is definitely out. She has Femme Queen versus Big Girls Realness for $1,000. She has Femme Queen Face for $1,000. She has Open to All Runway for $1,000. And she has a whole bunch of other $250 motherfucking categories. It's over $17,000 in cash and motherfucking trophies that is definitely going to be given out at Gagoween. And don't forget to definitely hit her up if you definitely need a table for that ball, because the tables are definitely going out the window. The legendary girls are definitely coming out to motherfucking play that night. So if you definitely want to see what the legend was made of back in the days, these girls are coming out and they're going to give you a show-stopping performance. So definitely do hit her up on Facebook, or if you have her phone number, call her direct and make sure you definitely do get your tables. And also the same thing with Rodney and James. Make sure y'all call them and y'all get y'all tables. Y'all girls do not want to be in the back of the building for these balls, Miss Thing, because it's going to be crazy if you're in the back and you got to stand. And Rodney and one thing I can say about Rodney and James, they don't play with their runway, honey. If you see they ball last year, bitch, the runway stayed clear, bitch. That's one thing I can say about Father and Jay and Rodney. Bitch, they don't play with crowding their runway, so girls, y'all better get a motherfucking table. And definitely hit my sister up and definitely get a table also, honey. No, I'm not going. I will not be in Chicago this weekend. I will not be in Detroit this weekend. My best friend is getting married this weekend, and I'll be at my best friend's wedding this weekend. I will not be at anybody's ball, okay? But if you definitely want mother definitely to come to your ball, definitely hit me up on Facebook, and you know, and we can talk about mother coming in the building and being a part of your ball. I'll definitely love to come out and have a good time, but not this weekend. I have other things I have to do, you know. Like, you know, I'm going out and I'm going to be a real lady with the content, everybody, this weekend. Like y'all said, I should be a lady. I'll be in my heels and my ponytail will be back on in my dress, and I'm going to go party and dance the night away with my best friend while him and his lover gets married.
But we will definitely be on Monday night for the recap. And I'm sure my sister will be on if anything needs to be filled out for the spectrum season, anything like that. I'm sure guys will definitely be on to correct everything and everybody.
And I would definitely get all the tea and everything. And you know, Goddess will definitely be on the line to talk about her ball. She definitely doesn't have a problem with definitely coming on and talking about her ball. So she would definitely be on the line about her function. It's going to go down. It's definitely going to be a weekend. The Tens of Chops cast will definitely be out in the Chicago and the Detroit area. So they will definitely have all the tea for y'all. And we're definitely going to be here doing the damn thing, honey. 713-894, you're live on the air.
Yes, Kelly. I think what you're doing is great. I don't think people should take what you do so serious. It's kind of like your personality, like Wendy Williams. When she was on the radio, she had everybody calling in, the dish, the celebrity. She would argue with people all the time. I mean, what's the big deal about what you're putting on? It's a personality. You separate your radio from how you are in real life. That's just personally what I think.
That's how I live my life. But these people don't see that. They think that this is all this show and the ball is all I get. I don't live like that. And any of my personal kids that know me as the person I am, I don't have ball DVDs. I don't listen to beats and all that. I got beats on my computer and stuff, I'm not gonna lie. But I listen to that shit, bitch, when I come over, I'm gonna get full, bitch, and I'm about to get ready to go to the club, bitch, and bitch done took a bump or two, Miss Thing. Okay, and she about to get full, Miss Thing. I put that beat on and I'm painting my face and I'm getting ready to go out. But other than that, all of that faggotry, nobody got time for that, bitch. I'm about playing spades, honey, kicking with my girlfriends, bitch, going out to BBQ, and that's what I do. Anything else? It's extracurricular. I don't think about it when it's done. I don't bring it home with me. People who don't have a life, they bring it home with them.
Right. And I think it was just so late and tired that they just took the whole Milan show just to talk about you. I thought that was just so late. I thought that was so tired.
And do you want me to be honest with you? If me and Danny didn't fight and Face didn't fight, what was they going to talk about? The Rumble is no shade. The Rumble Ball started and it was going to be over within an hour. The ball in Cleveland, it was nothing happened. They had no microphone. Nothing happened. If those two fights didn't happen, what the fuck would they have talked about?
They could have started talking about their nonprofit organization that everybody left because they promised some jobs and they didn't get them. They didn't get on the payroll. They could have started talking about that.
I know who this is now.
I mean, they could have talked about that, or they could have talked about the fact about, you know, how they're all about community outreach and AIDS activism, and that's all great, but you can't
it's hypocritical, though. But you know why? It's hypocritical because they sit there. Well, I'm not going to say they sit there. Tipper sat there, and she said that, you know, that's not the look that they're going for in the House of Blahnik, and that's why that child, and he never hit her back up about the pictures, and that's why they put him out the house, and that's not the look they're going for, because they so in this outreach thing. But then you have all of these pictures and links that the girls are still sending me right now in my inbox of all of these Blahniks sucking and fucking raw. So why is not the rest of these children out the house and doing the things that they're doing? Because this is not a good look for the House of Blahnik. How about if these pictures was to pop up on the Blahnik webpage?
Well, how can you put somebody out as a grown man? He didn't have to answer you. He's a grown man posting his own pictures. He didn't have to, I don't feel he has to answer to anybody. It was his pictures. He posted them himself. Why should he have to answer the Tempers? Did Tempers have to answer to him when she put her pictures up on Eero? I mean, did she? I'm just asking.
I'll say devil's advocate right here. Like Fred and Timbers did say, as parents of houses or leaders, if they did some, you know, some things that they shouldn't have done, they don't want the kids to go down the same path. So they're trying to teach them, even though I might be doing this, you shouldn't do this, you should do that. So I can understand a little bit. But she didn't put him out for the picture. She just put him out for the presentation part.
I'm a parent and this is what I did. We're talking about an ad right now. Like, if I call right now and I have $200, I can book a special with her.
Let me break it down to y'all like this, okay? Because I don't know what happened to the child. The child was supposed to, he was supposed to call into the show and come on the show, the child that they put out the house. And it was a whole bunch of scandals and teas and everything, okay, baby? I'm not gonna get into the whole story with that child, because if he wanted to call in, he would have called in and talked his story. But let me give y'all the scandals and the teas that happened with the Blahniks and the things that they was trying to do. Do anybody know at the Candyland Ball, that cunt that won women's performance at the Candyland Ball and the Blahniks went up and told everybody that she was a Blahnik? She was not a Blahnik, nor do she know anyone in the House of Blahnik. That young lady traveled all the way from L.A. to New York every other week to come to Vogue nights, because she wanted to learn how to Vogue, and she could not learn from watching YouTube. She then texted somebody and said she was coming to Atlanta and that she wanted to be a part of the House of Mizrahi, and they told her that she could have walked the Candyland Ball, but after the fact, they will put her in the house. The Blahniks then went up and said she was a Blahnik just to get that point. And I seen the text message from the cunt that she texted, and she said, "Jack, I don't even." It's out now. Jack, I don't even know these people. Why would they say that I was a Blahnik? Why would they say I was a Blahnik? I don't even know these people. Have I ever spoke to them? The only house I want to be in is a Mizrahi. And I seen this message this morning when we were sitting down and having this conversation.
And they said at the ball, too, because Jack asked her, was she a Blahnik, and she said no on the stage.
Okay, and then also they were saying that they was going around and they was recruiting straight boys and cunts off the street to get them to walk this ball and all. Like, chow, oh, my God, like, where? Please, I don't have it. But that's, you know, when you don't have somebody to direct and you have, you know, no shade to Camaro. I don't want you to take this as shade, Camaro. It's no shade to you. But when you have half of a father, you know, and another half of a father, you know, maybe they got to put together. If they ain't working together, it ain't going to work. One half don't work without the other half. Why y'all falling out? It's the truth, but I love Camaro, honey. I like Camaro. I respect him as a person.
Which I understand, like you said, Kelly, from your grandmother told you, here's the old saying that from our parents and my grandmother said, don't do as I do,
Do as I say.
Yes.
Right.
But I want to let everybody know, it's no shade. It's no shade with me, nor the House of Blahnik, nor anything that goes on between me and Milan reading each other. I will never, ever take it out on the House of Blahnik. What I have for Milan, I have for Milan, and I will deal with Milan in due time when I'm ready to deal with her. Okay? Baby. I don't want to have to take her back to sleeping on Tayana and the girls' floor in Chicago, doing the girls' returns for $25 and sucking dick and everything that she was doing on the girls' floor, and still being on BGC at this time, still getting fucked raw by the children on BGC in LA. Mm-hmm. Milan, I know someone that fucked you really good. You enjoyed that dick. You kept calling back. They never answered the phone anymore. Why y'all falling out? I'm just saying the real, honey.
Oh, happy days.
It is definitely happy days, Miss Thing. I just want to shout out to all the girls that's in the chat room, honey. I don't know everybody that's in the chat room, but all the 113 girls that's in the chat room and all the girls on the phone line, I want to shout y'all out for being here and being a part of y'all, being a part of my cast and my family, honey, that's here, you know, and all of us that communicate and we know each other outside the boardroom and Kiki, and they know all of us for who we are and not our stage personalities, you know. I want to tell y'all thanks for reaching out. Okay. Yes, but I don't know, honey. I'm enjoying the show tonight. I'm having a wonderful time with everybody. Honey, did y'all enjoy the show tonight?
Welcome back.
Thank you.
You haven't given London our apology, Kelly, for leaving us in the first place on air.
I'm so sorry for definitely leaving y'all and everything, and you know, and taking my little week vacation that I took, honey. But you know, the girls were sending for me, bitch. I already knew, bitch. I'm gonna be 100% honest with y'all. Baby, I already knew, bitch. Girl, the girls were sending for me, bitch. I knew it wasn't going to be long, bitch. I was ready to bust through the door last week, girl. I was ready to bust through on Monday on y'all girls, okay? I'm going to be real, bitch. I was highly upset. But you know what? On a lighter note, what did y'all think about the show last week with Tom? Hello? Did everybody hung up?
I'm sorry, I found Jesus.
Oh, y'all just listening. I think Tom actually did a good job. I think I'm going to be honest with y'all. I think Tom actually did a good job. But you know what? The only thing, and like I told Jasmine, the only thing that I think about Tom, this is what I told Jasmine when I spoke to Jasmine. I love Tom, and I respect him as a person for bringing this to the ballroom scene. But Tom has been out the loop for so long, and Tom did not give me the Tom that I was used to. Because I know Tom can definitely bring it. I'm not taking anything from him. He can't bring it like I bring it, but Tom can bring it to that level a little bit. But he wasn't giving me that. It was like, you know, he was just coming back out. It was like Michael Jordan, you know, when he retired and he lost the first couple of games when he came back and he had to get into it for a minute, you know, before he got back to it. But I definitely do want to thank Tom for definitely, you know, coming here and being a part of, you know, the show once again. And bringing Miss Rhonda Jenkins back out from the dead, Miss Thing. I just didn't. Rhonda,
you don't have to remind us that he started it. He did enough of that last week.
Ouch. Yeah. And Rhonda in London. It's just like Miss Thing. Miss Rhonda was giving me like 2003 tees, Miss Thing. Like, girl, like what hole did y'all pull her up out of? You know what I mean? Wait, hold on. Somebody was about to say something?
No.
I would change my mind.
Baby, okay, let me tell you something. If you was listening to the show from the beginning, I gave you credit for your line. If you was listening to the show from the beginning, and I said I'm about to take your line and I'm about to make it viral, but I did give you credit for your line, Mother Felicity Mizrahi, okay? But now myself and my cast and everybody across the country that listens to the show and across the world that listens to the show and watches YouTube, if that's going to be the new slogan, thanks for reaching out. And I thank you for definitely texting out, Mother. Okay. What were you about to say, Rodney?
No, I was saying I had changed my mind. I couldn't remember what I was
going to say. Oh, what you call it? So now, since we got time and everything is over and we talked about everything, bitch.
I think Marcus was calling about Indiana, about Ohio, Kelly.
Marcus, call in, yes, because he was definitely at the ball. Call in, Marcus. We want to hear all the 401 in the team, Marcus.
He's talking.
Oh, go ahead, Marcus.
Was that ball? That was Jason. I'm sorry. That was you, Jason, talking.
I was saying, yeah, did anybody go to Tony's ball in North Carolina?
I do have some information.
I'm sorry, South Carolina.
Tree is not a Revlon anymore. Tree and has departed from the house of Revlon. Also, Lawrence had a little light altercation in South Carolina with a garçon, I think he's
the
garçon.
Yeah, with the pretty boy. They said he knocked that pretty boy. I was gagging.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. Marcus, call in here, Marcus. We need to know what happened out there. And what you call it?
Kelly, I'm here, girl.
Oh, well, talk, bitch.
Well, no, y'all was talking about everything.
And I need to get the full. I need to get the full T. Why Angel X is in motherfucking Fulton County Jail for stealing or fraud or something, bitch.
Kelly, that's false T. That's false T. DeKalb County.
Oh well, DeKalb County. sorry, girls. And he is DeKalb County for stealing or fraud or anything mistake. And the girls that made. And I gotta give a big shout out to Mike Q for making that new beat, bitch, about the legendary DJ. Whatever his name is, being locked, honey. That beat. It's cute, honey. I gotta give you a shout out for that beat. I seen it on your webpage, bitch. The child locked up, Miss Thing. It's a mess, Miss Thing. The girls was giving it away. The legendary DJ is locked, honey, bitch.
Yeah,
but go ahead, Marcus.
Well, I'll start off by saying Ohio was, you know, despite everything that happened, they still had the ball and they called all the categories. So, you know, I've never seen that happen. So shout out to Sophia and Darion. The grand prize was $1,000 performance as a house. You'd have a production with five people, and each person do an element. You know, the team was chopped. It really wasn't a production. I mean, it was okay. It just wasn't quite there yet, but it was, you know, a really good attempt. So they rang a chop and they had a get that bitch redemption category for $150. I didn't stay to the end for that because that was the last one. You know, that definitely was the highlight of the night.
But give us your overall score on the ball. We'll do the questions like we used to do. Give us your overall score on the ball.
Well, they had liquor. I mean, I guess I'd give it about a six or a seven.
And where did that shoot come from?
The ball starting really late. They said the ball was going to start at a 1, so, you know, I showed up about 1:30. She started about 3:30, almost 4 o'clock. That's 2 points. Then you got to take away from the microphone. I mean, I think it was like, as I went to go try to check on the microphone, look, it was like a battery issue. Like, they didn't have a battery, so, I mean, they didn't.
So, how did Kool-Aid do the ball without a microphone?
Well, most of the category, I mean, they just didn't play music for most of the categories, and then the performance categories, they just turned the beat on, and Kevin was already chanting on the CD, so they just would cut the beat off, and then they would count the vote. It actually worked. I mean, It wasn't as bad as people thought it was. I mean,
the
last time
I went to Cleveland, he wasn't a microphone either when we went to the ball. But we just left and went to the club and partied.
So, I mean, but, you know, shouting out to Darion, you know, I'm glad I was able to support. There was a comment made that just kind of, how do I say this? I don't like it when the people who come to your ball and support you, even though other people may not come, I don't think you should read the people who didn't come to the people who came. I think that should be done after the fact. So the comments that you make on the microphone, like, you know, stop trying my daughter or things like that, like, we're there to support her. I mean, the people you should be reading are the people who are not there. And because sometimes it comes off like, you know what I mean? If somebody didn't really want to be there, they wouldn't have come. You get what I'm saying? Have y'all noticed that before?
Right.
Kelly?
Yeah, I have.
You know what I mean? And I mean, it's just a general message. Like, it's almost like it's kind of, you know, I'd rather you get on the radio and be like, you know, because, I mean, obviously there was an issue. They had a problem with, I guess Sophia lives in Akron, Youngstown, where I don't know how close that is from Cleveland. So I guess people from Cleveland had a problem with her having a ball in Cleveland, although it's all the OKI area. So to me, if you have a ball, you live in Ohio, if you want to have a ball in Ohio, that's fine. But they kind of, I guess they had a problem with it, and I guess, I don't know who wasn't there, because I don't really know who lives in Cleveland, who doesn't. But, you know, it's kind of made of an issue. But it seemed as though, from the last time I came to Cleveland, it was the same people. You know, so, you know, I don't really know who was missing, besides, you know, maybe Larry, but, you know, he lives in Kentucky.
Kool-Aid, you're live on the air.
Oh.
Hello. She gone now. She was there.
Yep. And it's also, you know what? It was a mini ball in Baltimore too. I forgot all about that.
You were there.
Yes, I was there. We were with Kool-Aid. Was that all from Ohio markets? Any highlights?
Shout out to Tia Fika Performance was hot. The Blonde Girl, Nasha Bachotti, Ebony, Isha Ebony. They really, like, that actually was a highlight of the night. I don't know how much it was for, but they definitely were vocal. They had to bring it, it was just soft and sexy performance. But it was actually, like, really, 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 really cute. Shout out to all of them, you know. Shout out to Angel and Keisha won, Ebony won. Shout out to, I guess, Maurice Blahnik. He won Vogue Femme. You know, the regular Vogue Femme. I don't know who won the, Virgin Vogue was won by Marvin. He was really voguing. Runway, I don't remember. Cool Boy was J Rock Infinity. Pretty Boy. I don't remember who won Pretty Boy. It was nice. I mean, pretty nice. I think, you know, in the Darion's defense, even because the ball started so late, they kind of sacrificed their grand march, but they were kind of called out. And I think that was the admirable thing to do, because they had already started so late. So, I had a good time. Sophia supports me, so I will continue to come in her balls. I think more people should go. She all, you know, she does have her money, and there were drinks and all of that. So, shout out to her. Had fun.
Okay. Well, I did attend the ball in Baltimore. It was slated to start about 12 midnight. I think I got there about 3:30. And it still wasn't started. But it did get started. So as soon as we went in, it pretty much started. Shout out to the House of Balenciaga. They were definitely in the building. Shout out to the Revlon, the Ebony, Khan,
Illuminati, yours. It was a nice crowd. I guess I think I get some old school love to Bam, Ebony, Katrina, Icon, Dwayne Revlon, Peanut Revlon. Who else? I guess RJ is considered old now. So RJ Balenciaga, Martin Balenciaga. We all had a good time. And Realness, over to all Realness. The Schoolboy was won by the Con. Pretty Boy was won by the Augers. Drag Realness was won by. Every one is right here, I can't remember. And some Queen was won by Prodigy. And they all had to battle for the cash and grand prize from my daughter Nina, Prodigy. And Suggs was won by Aga as well, Magnum Aga. Runway was won by Shabray Blahnik. And I'm going to leave you on this note. I am still kind of like waking up from my dream how Greg Balenciaga got swept at that ball. I'm still like, just gagging. I don't know who the person in the gold finger, gold member outfit was, but, the judges thought he did the same. So, shout out to him. He was in the final battle with Sabre.
And who do you think?
Say it again. When they were battling, I thought Greg was going to win. Because actually, the guy had got chopped first, and then he came back. There were just so many. The promoter said he allowed him to come back. So I said, okay, well, if you bring your girlfriend back, you're just going to give everybody 10s because the information they were getting for that particular category was kind of, because I didn't actually have a flyer to look at. You guys know how I am with flyers. I didn't have a flyer to look at. So everybody was bringing their own interpretation of the category. So it was a lot. They was in zombie wear. They was in suits that was burnt up and crazed. It was a lot. It was a lot going on.
Kool-Aid bag.
So at the end of the day, Jabray did win the grand prize. So congratulations to Jabray. He also won. He did a double. He also won Big Boy's performance as well. So a double grand prize. Shout out to Jabray Blahnik. And Sebastian Escada was there, but definitely shout out to Sebastian. Econ Blahnik was there. Lil James. It was a nice little setting. It was a nice little setting for Baltimore. It was at the penthouse, which was upstairs from Bunn's, literally. The drinks were flowing. I was able to take my own cup inside, so I had a big cup. So I was enjoying the festivities and relaxing. And thanks for the bottle, Keith. I appreciate it.
Kool-Aid, you're back on the air.
Hey, everybody.
Hey, Calvin, what's going on?
I'm fine, and y'all?
All right.
Where's
you got a mic? You got a mic? You talk loud, I can't hear you.
Where's Mark at?
I'm right here.
Repeat everything you said again so I can get it clearly.
From where? Like what part?
Because when I come, like how I always come, I want to make sure that I'm coming correct. So I want to give you the chance to repeat everything clearly.
Okay.
Forget about me.
I guess the part that's relevant was I said that I talked about the ball. I have a problem. I guess the part where you would come in at was like there was a comment made which I don't really know who it was to. You know, it was opening the comment like, "I'm coming for my daughter." She can have a ball wherever she wants to. And I also said, I agree with you. What I did say was, I've noticed that you said that twice at her balls when you're saying it to the people that's already there that's supporting her. Like, if someone really didn't use her or, you know, had a problem with it, they probably wouldn't be at the ball. And because there were no names said, it was kind of like, well, everybody looking around like, who is she talking to? So I said, open-ended, without saying a name, sometimes that comes off a little offensive because we were there to support her because she supports us. Is that what I said, Rodney and Kelly, for the most, you know, y'all can correct me if I'm wrong.
I'm only going to tell you this. Out of respect, mind your business. And I'm going to tell you why. I don't have to name names if you already know who you are.
So when
I never had to explain myself unless as I want to. And some of them was there, and some of them wasn't. And at the end of my day, I can say whatever I want to say, just like if you want to pay attention to what I say. That's if you wanted to go into your ear, into your brain, and you feel how you feel. I can say whatever I want to say. If I want to talk to anybody personally, which I didn't have to because it wasn't a personal issue, was it? Wasn't it a group of people?
Oh, well,
okay.
I don't really know.
So,
I mean, I heard about
the situation. One thing you got to know about me, when it comes down to my personal children, I'm going to defend it to the fullest. How many people that's tattooed on my body, I'm going to defend it when I want to defend it. These are people that's personal to me. Even though I'm going through certain things with certain people, even if they're close to me, there's like no shame. If you was to try to house a card, not just saying it you, I'm just saying, if anybody was to try to house a card or anybody that I feel that's close to me, and Rodney is on this phone and he can tell you, I'm going to speak for it. I'm not going to be like the rest of the girls and get in a group. Whatever I got to say, I'm going to say it. It's up to you how you want to take it, and I want you to take it the way how you want to take it because it was the way how you said it for me to take it the way how I threw it back out. So just for reference, if I don't say Mark's name or somebody that's close to Mark, stay out my way.
Nope.
That's all I'm asking. I'm not saying that you can't say what you want to say, and I'm not saying that you can't do what you want to do, because if you really get into it, me and you never bumped heads. We're not going to not bump heads.
So
if you felt
this,
Mark, out of respect for you, you can't be listening because I wasn't finished. So out of respect, don't get on no radio show, boy. You don't got to do that. If you got a problem,
I spoke about
speak.
The ball.
If you have a problem. Well, if you really want to get into it, and keep doing it, well, let's make it hot.
If you really want to get into it,
ain't you doing the same thing that I'm doing right now?
What?
The only thing that's different is we don't have a mic. I spoke in defense of my child. You're speaking in the defense of people that was supposed to be after me and
whoever
I was talking to.
That's not what I said, Sylvan. I'm speaking for the people who were, if they were there, how could they have been shaming
her? But you don't know who it was directed to.
This is where your problem comes in.
You're speaking on something like you said. You don't know who I was talking to. Mind your business. And you don't have to worry about getting slapped in the dark, getting slapped in the light. This happened to you, and I'm not saying, I'm not being funny, and I'm not being shit, because like I said, me and you never had a problem, and we're not going to never have one. Only thing I'm just saying in my defense, if I did not speak to Mark, I would respect you like this.
If you knew who I was talking to, some people in ballroom have a history of just being labeled with that's the problem.
I can respect your gangster, but you don't even know who I was talking about.
Out of respect for me,
Mark, out of respect for me, if you want to talk about selling, about doing anything, I'm not saying that you can't say nothing.
But I'm just saying, out of respect.
I never said your name. And I actually
out of respect.
You're not the only person
out of respect. Come on now, Ma. Let's not bullshit. I'm the popular bitch when it comes to the ballroom. I'm the top five, top three. We don't want to do no bullshit. Seven is everywhere. Every motherfucking thing I say, y'all motherfuckers take offensive. Come on now. This is me. I make hits. This is me. This ain't nobody new. Like I said, out of respect. You want to talk about Calvin? And that goes for anybody. I'm not saying that y'all can't say what y'all want to say, because everybody has a voice and everybody has an opinion. But if you want to say something about Calvin, please say the truth. If you don't even know who I'm talking about, that's the sign of what you should be doing is try to figure out who I am talking about. If you still can't figure it out, mind your business. That's all. Mind your business. It's the difference if I said a name and you went with it.
No,
you don't even know who
ball.
I was talking
open
about.
On the microphone. You,
you don't
LSS,
know who I was talking
and
about.
You said the name and you made
you
the
know,
statement.
Just like you said out your mouth that everybody
would be safe enough to read somebody about them having a ball in a different city. And
I can do what I want to do when they come into my kitchen. Let me explain something to you, and I'm going to keep it real. That's like if it was James. That's like if it was Rotten. That's like if it was Kelly. And I'm going to be honest with you, that's like if even if it was you, if you was close to me like how you are. I'm overprotective of anybody that I consider is family. So yes, as me being who I am, as me being who I am,
okay, hold on, okay, hold on. Because now, bitch, you know, I'm your sister, and I tell you the truth. I'll tell you the truth, okay? I don't have to be there. I didn't have to be there. I'm going by what you just said, okay? When you step into that building, sister, because you're my sister, when you step into that building, Sophia is not your daughter. You are there to work for Sophia. So you should be biased to anything that happens to your child. That's just what I just said earlier to these girls on the radio show. You will have to be biased. Sophia, when you step into that building, Kool-Aid, Sophia is not your daughter when you step into that building. You are there to work for Sophia. When you step outside of that building again, sister, Sophia is your daughter. That's just like I just told the girls earlier. You can be my gay child, you can be my grandchild, or anything. When I go to that door and I give my name at that door, sister, my name is not Kelly Hunter anymore. My name is Kelly Mizrahi. Kelly Mizrahi is not your gay mother unless you're in my house. Kelly Mizrahi is not your grandmother when I tell them that my name at the door, I give them my $30. When I step outside that building, that is when I'm your grandmother. That is when I'm your gay mother. So you have to be biased because you were there, not
you're missing the point.
I'm going to tell you the difference between me and you and why I'm not accepting that. Because it's impossible for me to be anybody from the outside and everybody from the inside when they think that I'm just one person. So that's impossible. Now, don't get me wrong. People that is close to me like you, I can be two people. People like Rodney, I can't be two people. People that know me, I am two people. People that don't know me, I'm one person. So it's impossible. No matter where I go, no matter where I go, no matter where I stand, no matter what I say, it's not Shelvin Anthony Johannes the second. It's always Nanushka. It's always Rarosa. It's always Kool-Aid. Am I correct, Rodney?
Yeah.
Have you ever heard anybody call me Shelvin Anthony Johannes? The only one that might well give me that is people that's close to me. Like how you say out your mouth, Kelly Hunter Knight. I know the difference of two people. So when it comes down, that's like Rodney. I can say Rodney Shelvin says manager. I know the two different people, but it's impossible if you don't know the two different people. So in all reality, like I said, when I'm not in the scene and when I am in the scene, you're not allowed to say whatever you want to say in front of me and think you're going to get away with it.
sorry, I was never the B-side of those girls. I was always on the A-list. And like I said, just like what I said at the Miserable, stop making drama between me and the House of Khan. That's what you'll always be my family, no matter what. You're not allowed to say whatever you want to say. Now, you might think that you're going to get away with it, and you might get away with it because I didn't go back and tell it. But when it all boils down to it, you're not allowed. Now, if there's somebody that's close to me, like you, like when you and Jennifer went at it, you are both my sisters. Y'all know for two different. If there's a bitch that's standing next to me that don't really know me, sorry, sweetie, you're not allowed. Just like no matter if me and Rodney went at it, you're not allowed. At the end of the day, me and Rodney's going to make it up. You're not allowed. So when it all boils down to it, I'm going to defend my peoples, my circle. I don't give a fuck about the rest, because obviously they didn't give a fuck about mine.
Okay, but Sullivan, and I'm gonna say this and then I'm gonna hang up. That wasn't the problem. That really, I understood why you said what you said about Sophia. The problem was because no one was pinpointed out, and I'm gonna say this especially in my case. A lot of times I blame for shit that I know I ain't saying. But because a lot of people know I'm going to speak my mind, it gets associated with me. And because hearsay, because he say, she say shit is so prevalent in ballroom, you were speaking open-minded. I don't know who you were referring to. I knew it.
Exactly. That wasn't your place.
Hold on. I understood that, Sylvan. But as a patron of the ball, as someone who flew from Charlotte, North Carolina, to Cleveland to support someone who supported me, and, you know, paid to get into the ball, I took it offensively. That's just me. Now, maybe I shouldn't have. Maybe I was caught up in my feelings. Maybe I knew it shouldn't have been directed towards me. But I'm saying,
was you at the meeting?
Was
you at the meeting?
I felt offended. That's just my opinion.
Was you at the meeting?
Oh, no.
Okay, so you took offense to what? Was your girlfriend at the meeting? What I'm asking you is, was the lady that was close to you at that meeting?
Oh, I heard about the issue before the meeting.
Hold on.
404-853, you're live on the air.
Hey, what's up, Kelly?
What's going on?
Yo, it's Montez, ex-blind.
Hey, Montez, what's going on?
Not much, just chilling and been waiting to try to get on to talk about the little shenanigans that the 50% father, Milan, tried to pull over and scam the House of Mizrahi out of $10,000.
Well, talk about it, honey. And I was talk about it, honey, because I was about to get up out of here, honey. Talk.
So, a day before the Miserable, I know he had advertised an open house meeting or whatever that was supposed to be mandatory for all the blinded and anybody that wanted to bring to the meeting. So I get there and I see mad people. Now, I know straight people from Butch Queen and, you know, Real Fish. So I'm like, damn, where all these dudes come from? They're straight. They were like, oh, they're walking the ball. They teach them how to walk
All American Runway. Tell them, oh, well, I see you for Sex Siren. You know, there's going to be some gay dudes here that may try you or whatever.
And you just got to make sure, you know, hit one of them or whatever, be comfortable. They got dudes that walk Thug Realness at night. I'm like, why they walk in Thug Realness? And these are straight dudes. Like, this is a Butch Queen category. Would you sit here and tell this dude that he was a Butch Queen and get him the definition of a Butch Queen? Cool.
Rodney, would you like to do this interview?
Can I say something real quick? And I'm going to be honest, and I'm going to keep this funky. Wasn't you a blonic at that time when all that was going on?
I was.
So, is it safe to say, and let's keep this real,
and I'm going to keep it funky. If you were still a Blahnik, you would have never said nothing. So out of respect, and I'm going to keep it funky, and out of respect, and please don't take it the wrong way, you should have kept that to yourself. Even though I know that you try to make it hot because of what they did, but talk about something, what they did to you when you left the house. Don't talk about something that you was a part of.
Listen, don't come here running my interviews.
I'm not running your show, sister. I'm
okay,
just being
real.
Am I saying anything wrong about me? And I just want to know, sister, if you feel that I disrespect you, let's go right here with this. I apologize to you, sis. I'm not always right.
Let him finish. He can come in and he can tell this is the place where everybody can tell their story. Because if he wanted to go on the A-list, bitch, he could have went on the A-list and told it on the A-list. Bitch, but they would hang up on him. They're not going to let it get out. So let him tell his story. Honey, they went out there and they promoted and got all these straight people to come out here and walk these balls and try to win this money. And that was not fair.
It would be safe to say if he said him and the House of Blondie. Don't say the House of Blondie because you was a part of all of that. That's all I'm just saying.
Selvin, I'll say this to you. My thing is, I'm a member in the House of Blahnik. I'm not a leader in the House of Blahnik, but my thing is,
No,
you're going to listen to what I'm saying. I respect what you're saying, but my thing is, I didn't bring anyone to the meeting. I didn't have straight people walk in a ball.
You were still a part of it.
And that's why, that's one of my reasons of leaving that house, because I didn't like the leadership, the way it was going. Did you see that? I stopped walking balls like that. Come on.
No, you walked.
No, I said I stopped walking balls like that. Yeah.
Well, I'm getting ready to go up this line because I'm going to be honest with you. I'm close to Camaro, and I'm close to Milan, and me and Milan just bumped heads. And I'm close to him, and I'm close to everybody else, and out to Milani. I'm getting off the phone because I don't like what's going on. Like I said, I only speak for people who I defend. And just like I said, when all that was going on, you was a part of that house when all that was going on.
You
better just say out of respect.
Bye, sister. Bye.
Hey, love y'all.
Bye-bye. Jason.
Yes.
You want to take it?
So is it true that they hired escorts and strippers to walk male categories at this ball? Is that what you were saying? Was that what you were trying to say? Thank you, Rodney. I love you so much.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly what I'm saying.
So let me ask you this question. So because you're not, because clearly you're not ashamed of your past. Your past is your past, and you've done what you did. How do you feel about the hypocrisy that Temperance got on the radio show tonight and said how she reached out to you and you wouldn't respond to her because she wanted to talk to you about the fact that you were putting your pictures up? And I understand that as an adult, and I do have children, and sometimes children should be seen and not heard, and the things I do, they should not do because they should learn from my mistakes. But if you're constantly making the same mistake because you still have that ad up and you're still working from that ad, how does that make you feel as a child that your mother basically was saying, I'm removing you from this house because you're basically advertising yourself because you're proud of yourself the same way she's advertising herself? How did that make you feel?
Okay, on this right here, I feel that you had me mixed up with the other dude in the house. I'm Ortez, everybody. I think you're talking about Ladarius.
That's a different person.
So
with all this ad and stuff, I don't know nothing about no ad. Like,
Martez, are you the one that walked, like, 4 or 5 categories at the mini bar the next day?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I know who this is.
Okay, well, then, Ronnie, I think you should take
this.
Okay, so this is not the one that posted the picture in the blonde room they kicked out?
No.
No, this is a different person.
Oh, this is the real one. Damn, they doing a lot of kicking out.
Remember the mini ball, Kelly, when this guy that kept coming back out?
The mini ball, but they doing a lot of kicking out because a lot of kids just hit me up and it was like that they got kicked out the House of Blahnik after the ball.
Yeah.
Marchester, he left. He didn't get kicked out.
Mm. Okay, well, go ahead, finish. Go ahead, Jason, finish.
So, Marchester, did you actually, I didn't see all the categories, did you actually walk the ball at the Kelly well?
I did.
I walked.
Did you have some of your fellow straight house members walk along with you?
Yeah.
Okay, so let me get this right. Is this the same Milan that was trying to call out my house member for being straight, for walking pre-Borillas, that you say he was doing this at the ball and had a, I mean, it was confused right now. I'm confused. Because I wouldn't think that Milan would do a thing like this, because he definitely preached that if my house member was straight, that he shouldn't be walking Butch Queen Rumors, Camaro as well, or Milan more so. So you mean to tell me at your house meeting, for the House of Blahnik, integrity, prosperity, have straight people to try to, Milan's father's ball, to hoax him into winning the money? I'm just trying to get clarity.
Yes. And, I mean, just going to other things like Temperance wanted to boycott the Miz ball because when she was on a lure and she threw a ball with somebody else, the Mrs. didn't come to her ball and didn't support her, so she wanted the whole House of Blahnik, and they was like, no, you're not going to bring that to the House of Blahnik. This is a new lead.
Oh, shit.
I mean, my thing is, I wouldn't even know this type of stuff. Like, come on.
And, well, if you're new to the scene, you definitely wouldn't know nothing about that.
Mm-hmm.
Coming down to, you know, the leadership, you know, leaders trying to have you inside of a house. Like, hell no, like, who does that?
Well, who was trying to have you?
I mean, I'm not saying no names on that, but, you know, people, you know,
come
to use their powers. I'm just saying people trying to use their powers to have you in the house or give you a position. Like, no, I'm good on that.
So you were new to the house and they were already trying to give you a position if you had with them?
Of course.
I'm not going to mention this person's name, but I never mention my source's name, but a source from the house of Manolo Blahnik said the only person that he used to be around was Camaro, so it had to be Camaro.
I was told from leadership from the house of Blahnik, my kids, that actually, you were kicked out because you were being detrimental, and you walked all those categories at the bar, and you got chopped for all five categories, and that's not what it gives. And you just out of control that night.
I'll say this: that night, I only walked four categories. No, actually, it was three, because the fourth one, Kelly was there. She can verify I did not walk All American Runway.
Right.
Yeah, they said you walk runway, you could not walk All American Runway. Am I not right, Kelly?
Yeah, you're right.
I was gonna say enough. I remember.
That's when I ran up on Ken. I said, "You fucking trying?" I said, "The House of Blahnik," because he told Booty Chanel to chop me for anything other than Schoolboy. Then he posted in Ballroom A-List that I got chopped for Schoolboy. No, I got Super Schoolboy. My realness has never been denied. I've never been chopped for realness since I've been walking balls. Four wins than anybody in this House of Blahnik within this year.
Ooh, hold on, we got a private caller. Private caller, you're live on the air. Yes, you're live on the air.
Hey, Jay Blahnik asked me to pee in my ass. And I was only 15 at that time. I was 15.
What did he say?
He said Jay Blahnik asked him to pee in his ass, and he was only 15 at that time.
Oh, my God.
Wow. Oh, my God. Child, these girls is crazy. Hold on, we got another problem. Private caller, you live on the air.
All I have to say is you got beat the fuck up, and if I was there, we would have pummeled you down the motherfucking sidewalk, bitch. Just know that watch your back. Watch your back. We coming after you.
You's a punk pussy ass motherfucking bitch.
No, bitch, you're a punk pussy ass.
Like I said, we're going to come out. Just like I said, at the next war, we're going to come out and we're going to whoop your motherfucking ass.
And I hope you ready, baby.
And I am.
You ready? You ready?
It won't be easy. You thought he was doing something, but baby, it's going to be war.
Girl, bitch, you can't even motherfucking breathe correct, bitch. You talk about fighting. Bitch, bitch, get your motherfucking breathing skills up first, bitch.
So why did they put Manny Balonic out after he processed people at the Mizrahi Bar?
With the house of Blondie, I just feel that the way leadership had taken so it was a lot of stuff that a lot of the members weren't liking about the whole house. You know, you having two half fathers, you know, 50%ers, that's what I call them.
It's eating that bitch two half fathers. I'm loving that.
I mean, you got them on there, you know, one can't make a full decision without going to the other one. It's like a joint telling twins. You may have two twins that are put together. One wants to go to the park and one wants to stay home. They're both away from each other. Only person has a say-so is really Temperance. I mean, she did the damn thing. She's the mother. They gave Lady, they took her position back after she was supposed to be co-overall mother also. They wasn't having that. So,
Bonnie is just,
you know, it's a fake phony house. I mean, when I first came to the house and before I came to the house, you know, I was really living for the house. I would come to bat for the house, knowing Jay, you know, get to know Camaro and Bonnie. But then realizing, okay, this is really what they give. They try to put on this big front, like they really got it going on. In reality, they just don't. I mean, and I knew it was time for me to leave. And at the time that Ken and Rocky were saying that I was out of the house. No, I was still inside the house. I had members still calling me, telling me don't leave the house. Even Milan.
So was it true?
Like, you're still in. What's up?
I'm sorry. So was it true that Hercules was put out because he was crafting the girls' money and wasn't training them and getting their bodies together?
From my knowledge, Hercules is still in the House of Bonnie, he's just a regular member.
So they took his title away.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's still in the House of Bonnie. They just took his title away because he moved to Orlando for the dick. I'm only saying what they just wrote.
Kelly.
Yes.
You see the numbers to be somebody press one.
Oh, hold on. 312-804, you're live on the air.
Popping. Yeah, this is Milan Manolo Blahnik, the overall father of the house. Marquez, I don't even
welcome
know why
to the
you're
number
little
one show in radio.
Well, thank you for the welcome. Marquez, sweetie, first of all, why are you getting on this show making a fool of yourself? First of all, you did not leave the House of Blahnik. You were put out. You walked three categories at a ball, got shot for all three.
Five.
I'm sorry, let me finish talking. And then on top of that, you
said it was five.
Okay, it was 20, bitch. On top of that, you said we had a meeting the day before the Candyland ball. Yeah, we did have an open call for the House of Blahnik. And yes, there was some straight girls there. And yes, there was some guys there, because when I post things on my Facebook page or in my Facebook group, straight people come because I have a fan base. Not one straight person walked realness at the motherfucking, not one person from the House of Blahnik, let alone a straight person walked realness at the Candyland ball. That's number one. Not one straight person. What other categories that we
thug was, realness.
Thug realness. Nobody walked thug realness, bitch. What are you talking about? You sound stupid.
Oh, my God.
Bitch, only person that walked realness from the House of Blahnik was Terrence, and Terrence was the last battle with Fred. Girl, get your shit together, because you get it on here making yourself look stupid because you got chopped.
You pull up the video
from
all those throwbacks and
you got
chopped
for three categories and you're upset.
You keep the dude that came out as a blind.
Anyway, on top of that, the only thing we did have, and you're right about one thing, we did have two cons that walked runway that were straight because I kept them and left them in the house of Blahnik. There's no other straight people in our house. Bro, you sound like a fucking idiot. Bitch, you're pressed for life. You got on his motherfucking radio show speaking up all these motherfucking bullshit. And, bitch, you know you would get the shit smacked out of you. And on top of that, bitch, you're talking about people who came to the...
Hold on. I know this is not the same overall father, Milan.
Hold on, Milan.
I know this is not the same father that Jets was talking about the ban list and the violence in the ballroom scene. Talk about smack it, someone.
I definitely don't talk about no ban list because there's no ban list in existence.
But the violence in the ballroom scene, and you're talking about smacking this young man?
He said something about tempers, and I know, and he knows as well as anybody else knows that he will get smacked by one of our somebody down there that are close to tempers. Not me. I don't even live in Atlanta, so it's neither here nor there. He needs to stay in his lane, stay in his place, and go to any other house. It's 1,000 other houses out there. This house doesn't work for you. It's just that simple. You're lame. I mean, bitch, why are you sitting up here trying to make it into something that is not?
How
is
that late? I was living in your house.
Milan, I just have another question that just came. They said that you gave the cunt money to walk the category.
I didn't give any cunt any money to walk any categories. What happened was we won $2,000, and every person that won their categories got money. Duh.
Oh, and then they also said y'all tried to recruit the cunt that to get the point from the cunt that was going to be a miss. That's a Mizrahi after the ball. Y'all
what you are saying has some truth to it, which is nine times out of ten you know a lot of lies have truth in it. The cunt is from L.A. I've seen that cunt around. She goes to the ball up here. I've seen her. So when I saw her at the ball, I said, oh, bitch, you're blind. She's walking as a 007. I'll put her in the house on the spot. I said, girl, you're blind. You're walking as a blind tonight. She walked, so she wasn't a blind. That's true. Oh, well. Yeah, bitch, I was trying to win $10,000. Yes, that is. That's pretty much true. What's the problem?
Oh, wait, hold on. Y'all got the icon on the phone now. Tony, you're live on the air.
Tony was calling me. Hey, granddad.
Hello?
Tony, you're live on the air.
Hey, Kelly, the rest of y'all. I have a question to ask Montez. Hey, Rodney, I have a question to ask you, Montez. No, and this is just an open question. Why when people leave a house, they have to read the house that they was in? You got to remember, you're not reading the house, you're still reading yourself because you was in that house. You have won trophies underneath that house. I got the same thing going on now with one of my members that I kicked out. They read and the read is on you. And Martez, we are cool, but come on, man. I mean, just think about what you're doing.
Okay, so to address that, my thing is the House of Blind came for me when Milan went to my visit. Who the fuck is gonna call you? You're not gonna call me your child and see here and make a comment under my Vista, your My Vista account, and say, oh, here's one of the guys, and put my Facebook link on there. Who does that? That's late, you're pressed, you're fast.
Montez, what are you talking about? You put up a, I never even knew you had a My Vista account, bitch. Now, you telling me more news, bitch. You got a My Vista?
No, I said you're My Vista account.
I don't have a My Vista account, dumbass. What the fuck are you talking about?
Oh, well, hold on. I guess this might be Camaro. 678-789?
That's not Camaro.
No, this is not Camaro, but this is Jazz. You can go ahead and put me back on hold because Milan pretty much had already answered everything or said everything that I was going to say, except I was going to say it three times worse with Martez.
My cousin's a big F liar. All he does is lie. He's the West Prince.
Jazz. Guess what? You don't have to. You can put some Jazz back on hold, sweetie.
That Magnum Balenciaga snatched his neck at the Carolina Waterfall.
You
didn't do anything about it.
All I gotta say to you, Martez, is you can get on this show and you can entertain and ascertain whatever you want, because this is what this show is made for. That's what the platform is for. But sweetie, everything that you said, like 99% of everything that you said, was a lie. And I'm really upset, because I really do care about you. You know, we had a touching moment at our house meeting when you told us you had cancer. You made me fucking cry. I walked out the motherfucking room and I cried tears for you. For you to sit on this show and come on this show and say some of the lying, evil, vindictive ass shit that you're saying, it's tired and it's tacky. Like this is the type of shit that make people don't even want to be involved in ballroom, because when you grab hold to these people and you grab hold to these people, you really do genuinely start to care about them, but they really don't have anything or any goodwill for nothing, not even for themselves. For you to do that and for you to lie and try to degrade us like that and or degrade me or anybody who care about you, that speaks volumes of your person, of who you are. So you can keep this shit going.
Everything I said was the fucking truth. You know it.
You didn't say nothing true. What does it have anything to do with? Sweetie, it don't have anything to do with being pressed. Sweetie, it don't have anything to do with being pressed. This radio show, hold on, sweetie. Because you're talking over me. I can't allow you to talk over me when I'm trying to make a point.
You're a 50% liar. Stop lying.
The point of the matter is,
everything that comes out of your mouth is 50% lies.
When you sit on the phone and you carry yourself the way you're carrying yourself and you're lying about certain things and you're talking about my house on a radio show that we're basically in competition with, that's fucking tacky. And you knew what you were doing. You wouldn't come on any other show. You wouldn't go anywhere else to post it or say anything. So you came on here because you knew you had an avenue to say this false-ass shit that you're saying. I mean, it's all good, Marcel. I hope you get better. I really do. I love you. I still love you. You're a young child. Your mind is all over the place. And I wish you well. It's no shade.
If you're a young fag, a young liar, a young scammer,
whatever you want to say, Martez, whatever you want to say, I just want you to know that
I
do believe.
No, what I
want to
say is what I'm saying.
Whatever you say, you know what I'm saying? I really do care about you, and I really hope that you get better. And, I mean, that's the genuine situation. That's a genuine aspect of this whole situation. I think that's just pretty much it. You know what I'm saying? Whatever you're saying, it's neither here nor there. It's a lie. Half the shit that comes out anybody's mouth on any of this, on this entire show about anybody, is damn near rumors anyway from the get-go. So, you know, I just don't get you. Like, I don't get where you're coming from. I don't understand. You're out the house, and that's just it.
And I'm happy to be out.
Yes, Rodney. Yes, Rodney.
We report facts over here. I heard that. We report facts over here.
So,
you're so right, Milan. You know, I'm out of the house, but
okay,
there's five
friend,
other houses I can
anyway,
go to that I want to go to. So I'm
going to
choose one.
Kelly, Milan,
this is Jason. Can I ask you something? And I'm not being disrespectful. I listened to your show. I'm in your room, clearly, and I listened to and I saw some of the stuff you said. Do you honestly think that it was appropriate for you to let the listening audience know that this man came to you personally and said he had cancer?
Yes.
And use that as a read.
That was not a read. That was me genuinely telling him how I feel and how I cried for him. He was there. He saw that. I mean, child, please, that's your opinion. It's okay. But I cried for this man. I haven't cried for anybody else on this phone, but I cried for him. So, you know, maybe you don't understand the in-depth process that it takes for a grown-ass man to come to tears, but hey.
Okay, I mean, and that's your
opinion. Milan, you don't cry for me, love?
No, I don't.
But, oh, my Lord, I thought you would cry for me the way you talk about me in your room, like that.
Kelly, you know you are a hot topic, sweetie. It's no shade.
I know.
You hold on, wait, let me give you your credit right now, because I don't want this to go
anywhere else but for me giving you your praise. You are a hot commodity. When you do get into something or when something does happen, we do talk. I definitely feel like I told you personally, and this is no disrespect to Ballroom Throwbacks or the House of Prodigy or whoever want to take this any type of way, I really do think you need to start your own YouTube video, because a lot of this money and things that can be taking place, you can be making that money yourself. What you do is you're putting on antics in these shows for different people who kind of take advantage of your character, let me say that, and they're making money off of you. They're making ratings off
Milan, nobody's like I said on in your room, nobody's making money off of anything. It's nobody's business what I'm doing or what profit I get for going.
Milan,
you're not listening to what I'm saying. You're not listening to what I'm saying, Milan.
Okay,
nobody's not making a profit off of anything that I am doing without my knowledge, and it's not like I'm not reaping any benefits for anything that I do. Like I said to on in your room, Milan, I am comfortably living here in my apartment, and I make sure my $1,800 is built and taken care.
You are so funny. Hold on, wait. Let's stop the shit. And this is business. Bitch, you are so funny. You literally, when you did that interview outside of the Rumble Ball after the Candyland Ball, when I tell you I was in tears watching that video, you're that motherfucking funny that you can get your own shit to go and you can make
What's
your own bad? Money. You don't have to split no profit. That you have what it takes to
yeah.
be a character, but you are not allowing yourself to do it because you are comfortable with doing the things that you do already. That's the problem.
But I'm doing wonderful, and I'm highly favored and blessed. I'm a child of God, which anybody you know can think otherwise. But I'm doing very well with myself, honey. I'm making sure my bills is paid, and the ballroom and everybody that watches.
Kelly, do you
want to
stay on ballroom? Hold on, wait. Let me ask you a question.
I just want to, Milan, like I told you in your room, when I move to L.A., we can do lunch, Milan. I have a lot of things in the works and everything, but we can definitely do dinner when I definitely move to L.A., and I'm not just moving across the country just to move there, Milan. What do you think I'm coming there for, Milan?
I don't know, girl. I don't know.
We just might have to wait and see. What am I moving to LA for? Okay, but we can definitely do lunch. I'll treat you to dinner and out to the club on my first check.
All right. Well, I would definitely appreciate it. That would be nice. I love being treated because I'm always treating people. Ain't that right, Rodney?
I know that's right, sister.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Okay.
But it is definitely way past my bedtime. So I definitely do want to tell everybody by one, can y'all please say goodnight? Because I definitely have to get on the phone and have a conversation with my friend before I go to bed. So I want y'all to say goodnight because I have things that I have to do in the morning. So can everybody one by one please say goodnight?
Goodnight.
Goodnight, everybody. See y'all back here next Monday for the recap from the Rodeo Ball.
Don't forget to call
in
to the A-List, the number one show.
Yes, that was definitely. I want y'all all to definitely stay there while close to
the
show.
Like my parents said, where you get half the truth.
Right.
Yes, honey. Yes, baby. Definitely, honey. I want everybody to definitely tune into London's Tea Party tomorrow night. It's definitely going to be a show full of mess and keys and everything, and I know they're going to definitely add their own commentation and things to what happened this weekend. So definitely tune into that, and don't forget that State of Emergency is definitely back on Wednesday night with the icon Jasmine Couture. Definitely tune into that. I love y'all all for loving me, and I want to thank everybody, Jason, Rodney, Alexis, London, and everybody that definitely, and Tony, and Milan, and everybody that came to definitely be a part of the number one station in ballroom history, where you could definitely get all the facts and all the tea and don't have to wait for anybody to call in, and nobody's going to give you half of the story like Milan does, with saying it really doesn't know the facts, honey. And I have to wait for somebody to call it and say, no, Milan, it didn't happen that way. It happened this way. Because you know why? Because we always have reporters on the scene, and they always get the actual facts. But definitely do come and be a part of this family. We'll love you to be a part of this family. And if you want to go over and you want to listen to the other little show and get your little kikis and laugh and everything, definitely do go over there and check out that show, because it's definitely a kiki, and they definitely do have some characters over there on that show. But it's nothing like Mother. Mother is back, and I love all of y'all for loving me. A big shout out to the House of Manolo Blahnik. A big shout out to the House of Milan Prodigy. All the other houses, especially a big shout out to the House of Couture, and a big shout out to the House of Mizrahi. I love y'all all for loving me. Whatever bathroom, whatever alleyway y'all definitely do go into, please make sure y'all do practice safe sex, because the life you saved will definitely be your own. And if you put it out, I'm going to smut you out. Good night.
Kelly.
Yes.
Rodney.
Yes. Hold on.
Yeah.
I'll check.